United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned as part of the PTL club.
Wet language.
Drenching downpours. A half inch of rain in 15 minutes. Rushed floodwaters into Cranston, Rhode Island. Residents were evacuated there from their apartment building by boat.
It came up so fast, like you can't react.
2 inches of rain per hour in parts of Pennsylvania. In Springfield, Pennsylvania, dozens of people were rescued from waist-high water in a BJ's Wholesale Club parking lot, while other shoppers were left stranded inside the store.
Diana Nyan, because you are never too old.
I'm not worrying about my
four-year-old celebrating.
They don't care about the world record. There wasn't an athletic event. There was a moment of human spirit.
For sleeplessness? How about stress? For low libido? If you answer yes to any of these questions, you may be experiencing hormonal imbalance due to menopause. And you qualify to receive a free sample of Amberin, a leading menopause solution that's clinically shown to help balance hormones and relieve common symptoms of menopause. Amberin has helped thousands of women finally get relief from menopause symptoms. And if you haven't tried Amberin, now's the time. Because for the first time ever, you can try it completely free. All you have to do is call 1-800-564-5577 and request your free sample. There's no risk and no obligation to buy anything in the future. Want to know if Amberin can work for you? Get your free sample and find out. This is a very limited time offer, so don't wait. Call now. 1-800-564-5577. Shipping not included. Limited to one free sample per household. Call 1-800-564-5577. That's 1-800-564-5577.
It's child protection.
Things like unusual bumps or swelling in any area of the body, paleness and a loss of energy, leukemia is one of those.
And this bit of good news.
While our occurrences of cancer are increasing, thankfully, the good news.
Chevy Silverado is engineered to take out all. And now it's doing just that at the Silverado BS Hall event. Find out where it beats Ford, Ram, and every other truck in the class. It's the Silverado BS Hall event. Now at your Chevy dealer.
Hi, I'm Kim London. And if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call Place Your Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, all types of care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service.
It's a lot like
Mountain.
It's always
in a very wrong world.
America, environment, resources,
in a whole wide world.
Turn the door, go for it, sir. Keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
And good afternoon, everybody, here under the fruited plane. This is Jeff in the air chair today. We're waiting on Tracy to come in here after she takes care of her usual Tuesday business. We want to say hey to everybody. It's Monday on a Tuesday, and we're going to have some fun and just hang out and hear, talk to us about what's on your mind. And, you know, I always started out on Tuesday, and it doesn't matter what we talk about. You know, I'm going to say some things before I get some calls and, get the ball rolling as we broadcast live on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial and on WSOM 600 AM on iHeartRadio as well and at Tracy and Friends on Blog Talk Radio. So we are all over the world at this instant talking to you, and I would really love to know what's going on in the Middle East. I know that we, are watching everybody act up and get all in a tizzy because Assad supposedly gassed his own people. He'd have to be the dumbest man in the world to have gassed his own people. And this is why I say, 3 days before the gassing was supposed to have taken effect, the weapons inspectors were invited into the country from the UN. Now, the UN inspectors were right there when the gassing went off. But their onus is not to say where it came from. They are just supposed to be there to tell you that it happened. So I don't know what to tell you. I don't think he did it. I don't think that Assad is that stupid. And I'm going to tell you, this stinks what's going on. And I'm going to tell you a little bit why. First of all, I'd like to say hey to everybody that made it out to the Canfield Fair. And those that came by the booth when we broadcast last week, we say hey to you and thanks for listening and thanks for coming out to meet us. Also, we want to thank Gary Ramey, the engineer extraordinaire, for spinning the dials for us back at the station and making sure everything was happening here on our end down here. He's a great guy and one of the best in the world, and that's all I can tell you. He's just a great person, an excellent recording engineer and broadcast engineer, and you couldn't find a better person. And we thank him for being here for us the other day. Once again, Assad, the numbers here are 330-781-9600 and our unlimited internet lines at 1-347-945-5229. When you hit, you see the queue, you hit one, and I'll know you want to talk to me. But here it is. I watched the other day as Secretary of State Kerry came with his reasons for wanting to go in and launch a missile site on Mr. Bashar al-Assad of Syria. Mr. Assad, though he works with a lot of people that aren't the best friends of America, he has been very peaceful in the Middle East. Now, Syria is a very, very big customer of Russia and China. They get their gas and oil from them that they don't produce themselves, et cetera, et cetera. Because don't forget, Russia, ladies and gentlemen, is the largest producer of oil in the world at this time. And that's only because I don't think that all of the U.S. reserves that we found here within the past five to 10 years, I believe it's been 10 years at least, that they've known that they were sitting on huge, huge, huge amounts of oil. In fact, because this is the fourth year of Obama administration, and I'd say for the last 15 years, we've known that there's been tons and tons of oil in the United States. So now, I'm suggesting to you that this fight with removing Bashar al-Assad out of power has to do with who's going to provide oil and gas to the Middle East. And I think that we're right up against Russia. Now, I wouldn't blame President Obama that after he snuck his hand out and said, I'll be more flexible after the election, sending a message from Medvedev to Mr. Putin, I wouldn't be surprised at all since he punked him here, not only with taking Snowden in, the spy that released some, you know, very sensitive information and embarrassed the United States to no end. 724, I'm going to call you up here in 1 second as soon as I finish my little tirade. Your line is wide open. And since we did that, you know, he was a little upset. And then, you know, to come up against them on this fight after the United States is going to agree to reduce nuclear weapons, what did Mr. Putin say? You must be crazy. He said, the world is getting more dangerous. So why are you going to, you think I'm going to reduce my weapons? And he said, go pound salt, in other words. The other day he said, if you attack Israel, I mean, if you attack Syria, then you will also be attacked in Saudi Arabia. Ladies and gentlemen, this is making out to be a very nasty situation because China is right there too and in full agreement with Russia. Because the marketplace the United States is trying to close, they have to remove Bashar al-Assad out of power. I think this stinks how they're doing it. I think if we were going to develop our own oil supply here at home for our own purposes, use that Keystone XL pipeline and let that oil flow through us as well, and then in the case of emergency, we commandeer that. Any transmission of any energy comes immediately up under the president's purview during an international crisis or a national crisis, I should say. So it's to our betterment to use what they call fossil fuels. Notice something, good people. Notice something. That they were calling for the greatest, most violent hurricane year on record because of climate change. Guess what? It did not happen. It did not happen. So I'll say it to you again. It doesn't matter. We're going to go over here and we're going to do something. So we're going to have a real tough time on our hands. Gas prices are going to skyrocket pretty soon. They already went up higher than they should be. And if we had developed our own now, I want you to know, we could make our own price for our own country, just like they do, Chavez did down in Venezuela. They're paying something like 39 cents a gallon for gasoline. So what kind of sense does that make for us to be paying $3 and $4? Our report, you choose to look up what you want to and deal with it. 724, you're in there. What you talking about?
Hey, Jeff, how's it going?
Hi, what's up, Larry?
Oh, man, that was a great Canfield Fair. I had fun.
Man, the whole thing was great. I enjoyed every minute that I was there. I wish I'd been there yesterday when Mr. Portman came out and Bill Johnson. I would have liked to talk to them, but I had other engagements and had to fulfill them. But
here's the thing with Syria, Jeff, and why you always got to look at who stands to benefit. Like you said earlier, there's no way Assad was going to do that. Assad's forces are winning. Why would he inflame the world and gas his own people? His forces have surrounded the rebels. We're supporting the rebels because we supported the Arab Spring. Never mind that the rebels are Al-Qaeda in it, the Muslim Brotherhood, that they don't like us no way. But you've got to look at what's going on. If we go to war in Syria and that drags in Russia, who stands to benefit from the most? It's Saudi Arabia and their, the Wahhabi form of Sunni Islam over there that they stand to benefit the most because Israel's going to get dragged into it. And now you have all the enemies of the Sunnis or the Saudis, because, remember, out of the 18 of the 19 hijackers were from Saudi Arabia.
That's right.
So they stand to benefit the most, and they're really upset at the U.S. right now and concerned because of all the energy independence that's going on over here with the fracking.
Right.
I mean, we are a threat to them because that's 90% of their economy is oil. And
if we don't need
their oil anymore, and there you have it. That's who benefits the most. We have no stake in Syria. We have no winners. There's not a winner for us in Syria.
Nope. And a lot of people in the military are really ticked off, and they're telling them, we're not going to support this because we're helping the Muslim Brotherhood, the radical Islamists, who bombed our Twin Towers and who are blowing our people up in Iraq and Afghanistan. So, no, we're not really supporting this. And, even as high as some generals have said how they disagreed with this move, especially since the president had no plan. All he was going to do was throw some missiles in there at some sites, and now the man has had time enough to move and don't think that he's not done it. He's not going to sit there and let somebody destroy his stuff just willfully. And they're saying we're well able to defend ourselves as well. So come on in here if you wish. And the thing is, let them mess around now. Let them mess around. Now, they may be wanting them to do that so they can go in there and utterly destroy them. But I'm going to just tell you, this is not because he gassed 1,400 people. Because we let 2.8 million people get killed, slaughtered in the Sudan, and we didn't raise a doggone finger. So don't talk to me, Mr. President, Mr. John McCain, who is sickening me to my stomach. John McCain, every time I look at him on TV, I want to throw up. And I'm sorry.
Lindsey Graham, too.
Yeah, well, we discussed this last year when we discussed who were the right side progressives. Why do you think they're agreeing with the president to go in? They're all from the same camp. Many of them get their money from the same people. We got to watch this and understand. That's why you have a Tea Party, because you don't have any conservatives seemingly in control of our party from the top. So this is really a mess. But like I said, I called it as well before, and I know you had some very accurate views and things about what was going on when we were discussing this during the elections last year. But people don't remember, you know, because we're news hounds. We, you know, we go after it, man. We get it in when it comes to news, bro. So hang on. I got to get this other caller. Unlisted caller, you are on the air.
Brown Beasley, good morning. Good afternoon.
Good, Brown. Hey, Brown, don't go nowhere. I am up against my time here. I'm going to have to pay some bills here in 30 seconds, but I want to hear from you, and you're going to be next right after these messages are paid. Okay, right. Afternoon with Tracy and friends. We appreciate all of our people and sponsors that make us able to do this from day to day, and the support of all the people that we have. We really, really appreciate it. And believe you me, it's making a difference, and we are not unappreciative of your efforts to keep us on the air. Afternoon with Tracy and friends, Jeff in the air chair. We'll be right back after these messages. We got to pay these bills.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number. 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambastech.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
This is News Talk 600.
Wounded warrior Dale Beatty is beginning the most important journey of his life.
Swift 1-2's en route with urgent HVAC now, copy.
From the battlefield to home. Home to some very good medicine. His family's love. They'll be staying together at a Fisher House. Fisher House Foundation provides comfortable housing and other services to the families of wounded warriors and veterans while they receive care at military and VA hospitals. Remember those who serve and sacrifice. Make a donation to Fisher House, because a family's love is good medicine.
Intelligent, energetic, controversial.
Dramatic last stand of the fugitive ex-cop Christopher Dorner.
America's correspondent, Geraldo Rivera.
I know people, there are lots of people who sympathize with his cause, but to sympathize with what he did, no, I don't think so.
This is Geraldo on News Talk 600 WSOM.
We're back with Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free 1-800-530-WSOM, online at tracyandfriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
You tell me and we'll both know. Afternoon with Tracy and friends, Jeff in the air chair. Edwin Starr is crying it out from the back in 69 when he originally did this tune. And definitely had the anti-war song of the time out there. Guess what? It's still pertinent today. And I got another one for you in a minute. Brown Beasley, go ahead, my friend. Tell me what you're talking about. 626, you'll be next.
I'm just sitting here shaking my head at the science and the illogical conclusions that the caller drew.
Explain.
You made an interesting observation too that is completely off base. You mentioned this Keystone Pipeline,
mm-hmm.
and that if this pipeline to go up, it would really assist America. And that America would benefit because America would have more oil. If this pipeline
That's not what I said. No, it's to our advantage because it will feed our refinery. What is that? Whoa, who? Okay. Yeah. It will feed our refineries, and our refiners will get the work. Also, in the case of a national emergency, any line of transmission of energy comes up under.
What you forget.
Hold on.
That.
Go ahead.
I thought that was like a gimmick, flushing the toilet.
No, that was another. That was one guy not too far from you.
Don't blame it. Don't blame it on me. I have nothing to do with that.
He's a guy close to you.
Downstairs.
He's out there in California with you.
That's okay. Never mind. I wouldn't make an outhouse comment. Any oil that would be produced through any pipeline would be controlled by the oil companies, which are multinational corporations that have no allegiance to the United States. It's not going to benefit the United States at all, except maybe there may be some jobs. But it's not. But the ownership of the oil and the way that it's distributed is not going to do any benefit for the United States. It's not going to lower anything. It's controlled by companies. It's controlled by multinational companies that have no allegiance and no and only care about a profit, don't care about the United States. So that makes that little point mute. I was listening to the caller, and you just agree with everything that he said, and he's all over the place. And no one knows what's going to happen in this situation in Syria. And it's doubtful that Russia's going to come into it and China's going to come into it. They may supply some arms. And it's also very doubtful if Assad is beating his chest. We've seen a lot of these guys beat their chests. We've seen Noriega beat his chest. You come on and get me. And they came on and got him. And you saw Saddam, the mother of all battles. And they had Saddam hiding in a hole and they hung him. Gaddafi probably wasn't as macho, but they can't stand up to the full force of the United States military. I hear all of these aligning Obama, who I'm no friend of, who I have severe disagreements with, but they align, it seems to be a constant refrain from the uneducated right of aligning him with the Muslim Brotherhood and Islam. And really, the truth is, he's more aligned with Goldman Sachs, Barclays Bank, Lloyd's Bank, Credit Suisse, because that's who he ultimately works for.
And I don't disagree with you.
And those people are not Muslims. They're
once
the
again,
opposite.
Once again, what's going on here, what you're seeing, is you're seeing the plan of the worldwide progressives being put in place and executed. They have to change the money system, and this is how they're doing it.
Can I finish?
I listened to you all the time.
You're wrong, because you're seeing the continuation of the policies of the neocons.
Like I said, once again, the last people we had in office are all right-side progressives. The person they ran the last two times, Mr. McCain and Mr. Romney, are progressives. They're the elitist of the world. Now, sometimes there's a difference in the left side progressives and the right side for how we're going to bring about this one world government and change of currency. But this still is the same goal, is one world government and change the currency. How they do it is the method, is the difference between the left side and the right side. So when they can agree, they do. That's why it looks so crazy for Mr. McCain to be out front of Mr. Shane. Yeah, we got to go in here and get a shot. We got to get him, you know, because, you know, he's gashing his own people, which would be the most idiotic thing in the world for him to do. That is made up regardless of whether anybody wants to believe it or not. You don't invite the weapons inspectors in and then shoot off chemical weapons so they can be there and say that they got them. That's stupid. And first of all, you made mention once again that if we built that XL pipeline, that I said that we were going to have more oil. I didn't say that at all. It's going to benefit America, no doubt about it. Why? Because you're going to have a transmission through our country that we have to take care of and protect. One, we have to build it. Number two, we have to also, in times of national emergency, guess what? That belongs to us.
Oh, God.
So if we get attacked, that belongs
to the oil companies.
I don't care what oil company it belongs to. It's commandeered immediately. Every line of transmission of energy is commandeered by the president in national emergency. If you don't know that rule, you got to go look. I don't care when the
last time that happened.
Doc, I don't care when the last time it was. We're in a new day.
When's the last time it happened?
World War II.
You know what's going to happen and then allude to
I didn't say I know what's going to happen. I'm telling
no
you what the law.
And then you have no idea when it happened.
Brown, probably World
War
II.
There's no basis
for
what you're saying.
No, I have a basis because it's called law, Brown.
You want to look up
the national security, not national security, but the homeland security, and look at the law when it comes to energy.
When did
you
it
look
happen?
It up and get back to me, okay?
When
because
has it happened?
It never has happened. You didn't have homeland security.
Oh,
Brown, you're an idiot. I can't deal with you anymore. You haven't had homeland security except for the last 10 years. Hello, 626. You are on the line.
Hey, Jeff, this is Lisa out here in California.
Hey, Lisa, how are you?
Well, pretty good. I'll make it brief because I'm at work. I was having a good weekend. I went to the fair this weekend out here in California. I seen, you know, Charlie Wilson of the Gap Band. Having a good time. Yeah, oh, it was good.
Charlie Wilson's no joke. He's one of the greatest old school entertainers still out there doing it. Making money.
I know. He's 60 years old. I didn't even know it.
Yeah.
So I was having a good time, and then I hear we're probably going to go to war with Syria, but I'm getting ready to go on vacation. So about the same time we're going to go to war.
Well, just don't go to Syria. You'll be okay.
because I fly out on September the 11th. So I'm why, man? You know, this is my first real vacation, and I'm like, I just hope we're doing the right thing. You know, because I'll be in the middle of the ocean, no cell phone, so I'll just wait and see what happens when I get back.
We actually have no legitimate reason for going in there, but they're going to do it. I know they are, but, you know, no legitimate reason for going in. 1,400 people getting gassed, and then they're making it out like all these children were killed, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm going to tell you just like this. That's a bunch of poppycock, because, like I say, once again, 2.8 million Sudanese people were executed. We didn't lob a grenade, much less a $500,000 cruise missile. So it's a bunch of mess. But it's a lot of politics, but it's got to do with gas and oil control over there, and changing of the worldwide currency. What you trade your petrodollars on? That's what that was for.
Yeah, once again, and we're stuck in the middle, you know, waiting on the outcome.
Without knowing anything.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm so sorry. I gotta run. I gotta go back to my desk.
That's okay. Thanks for the call, sweetheart.
All
thanks
right,
for the call.
Take care. All right.
Okay, 334. You're in the air. Alabama.
Yeah, hello. Hello. What's going on?
Hey.
Yeah.
Got to be you.
I was listening to you guys a minute ago,
and the guy was saying that conservatives. His name's Brown. You there, Brown?
Yeah. He's there. I had to.
Okay.
He was continuing to talk, and I couldn't let him keep doing that.
Okay. Well, the thing is with the Muslim Brotherhood, he has family members. I think it's his brother and his cousin that are members of the Muslim Brotherhood. And
who does?
I think that Obama does. But the thing one of the things that really kind of makes it a circular argument is that Sachs and all these Goldman Sachs and all these different corporations and conglomerates actually benefit from war because, you know, they say that's the most profitable event. When war takes place, they make billions, trillions, right?
Absolutely.
So that's what they're doing. And I think that the Muslim Brotherhood, just like Al-Qaeda, is funded through the CIA. They covertly do these different things. Like Al-Qaeda, it's not happenstance that we're helping Al-Qaeda. Because if he was helping Al-Qaeda, he's supposed to be such a hard guy on terrorists, he would bag out. But he's not going to bag out because he's actually, that's part of our government. They are the guys that we use to agitate and do different things. So
thank you.
It's not
thank you.
I mean, when people call you a truther, a 9/11 truther, it's like, I don't know. I mean, that's the thing I struggle with is like, how can you close your mind off to them not using Al-Qaeda as, you know, to get, because look at what they did. They took the Patriot Act. They took all our constitutional rights. They're doing all these different things. They're beating the war drum. I mean, that was the most profitable thing that ever happened for big business was 9/11.
That's right. And they took all the money and then bankrupted the country and went out of business and made the country bail them back out. Who's still talking? Hold on. Okay, that's my girl from California. I have to shut her back because she left her phone line open. Yeah, they're using what I was going to tell Brown, and he's open and he's there. What I was going to tell him is we're using Al-Qaeda, Muslim Brotherhood. We created the Arab Spring and removed all these people out of office in the name of, you know, changing things over. See, we don't realize and believe that Henry Kissinger created OPEC years ago. And that his goal was that he was going to come in and double-cross them when they're about depleted or when they were depleted enough, you know, that they're going to change it up again and reintroduce the United States currency as the oil currency.
There's some hypocrisy also, Jeff, in this whole situation because on one hand they say, okay, we want to push democracy, but then they want to bring people into the new age. But then when these guys start making moves to do such a thing and become independent and strong, we agitate them and push them back into the dark ages. That's what we do. We do that because we want to keep them destabilized. It's kind of like
absolutely.
Black people. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like us. It's the same strategy they do to black people. Keep
absolutely.
Us this destabilized and dependent on the government, and we're too stupid and we're too weak to do it on our own. And that's how they do these countries. They push these countries to be destabilized so they can come in and keep pimping them and pumping them for oil and pumping them for all the resources and diamonds. And then they give us pieces of it as if, you know, like with the Muslim Brotherhood. Like the Muslim Brotherhood is still part, and Goldman Sachs aren't really separate to me. They're still part of the same team. Al-Qaeda, they're playing on the same team to me.
You're
the same group of people.
Absolutely correct. And they are, because that's the method that they're using for the dirty work, because they know these people will be out there Allahu Akbar-ing, you know, when they set them up against a proposed enemy, and they're going to just rush headlong into stuff and get themselves killed. They don't care. And they do the bidding of the World Banks and the progressives, the elitists of the world, that are looking to make two classes of people, the ruling class and everybody else. That's another
well, see,
reason
you
why
call,
they're...
When you listen to normal talk radio nowadays, everybody's saying, well, you know, Syria, we need to, you know, people are calling. Well, I was listening to Herman Cain this morning, guy called in the military. If you use chemicals, you got to go. You use chemicals... And I'm saying to myself, okay, so you use chemicals. I'm just going to go throw some missiles in there and blow up anybody that's any within a, you know, 100-yard radius. That's just stupid.
Don't you solve a humanitarian crisis with the humanitarian action, like lobbing some cruise missiles in there into people?
No.
How many people?
He's being funny. He knows.
He's being funny. That's my argument. That is ludicrous. To solve.
I mean, and they're sending up
that
people
crisis.
Up. But what's sad, Brown, is that the whole electorate of the United States, well, I ain't going to say the whole, because people are against the war, but we don't see the stupidity in lobbing Tomahawk missiles at them. Like, well, why would you do that? I mean, if they use chemicals, if it's five people we're talking about that killed at 30, if it's just five people that did this, and now they're saying they don't know, they don't think it was Assad, they think, but it was within there, so we need to still go. Why would you throw a missile in there and kill 150, 200 people?
Or possibly throw a lob missile and hit a stockpile of chemical weapons and kill 300,000 people.
I'm going to tell you something. This is going to seem off the subject. When they had that Sandy Hook shooting, and I know you may be like, well, how is he jumping to this? It's been declassified that there's a guy that they found dressed just like the shooter, and they denied it, and there was a guy dressed. I mean, I don't trust anything we see on TV. I know it sounds crazy, but I don't put it past these people to do certain things, to do evil things. So, I mean, if they'll give people syphilis on purpose in Tuskegee, Alabama, and sit there and watch them up to the 70s, they were doing that. And now we just think that, okay, it's been declassified that they did this. What was it? The Gulf of Tonkin. We staged that. Johnson wanted had some American shot.
Yeah.
Had some what is Japanese. He had some Japanese shoot and try to take down an American ship on purpose to try to get us in the war. You know, come on, man. These people have done it. And you think they stopped? You think they stopped doing this stuff?
No. No. No, they haven't. And once again... Well, George Bush's administration was run by his father, as evidenced with the Dick Cheney being the vice president all those years. Dick Cheney did the work of the progressives because George Bush pulled away from them. That's why George Bush tried to get money into the hands of the poor people, because he knew what they were going to do to the economy. And
Bush was a scapegoat. I don't even think he really knew what the heck was going on.
You better believe he knew what was going on.
I think he knew in the end. I'm thinking, but he got kind of blindsided. Cheney was the guy doing all the dirt.
Listen, Cheney was the guy doing all the dirt, but don't forget who his father was. Don't ever think that Bush was stupid like they tell you. That's the most asinine
thing. But even if he knows that he doesn't know, I believe Cheney was more of a mastermind than he was.
Like I said, there wasn't no mastermind. Cheney carried out the orders from the progressives. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's just because Bush 2 didn't really want to do that. He resigned from all of that stuff, from Skull and Bones and all those other things. He pulled out. He really became a Christian, and when you're a real Christian, you won't belong to organizations like that.
There's no evidence.
Okay, Brown. Whatever, Brown. Let me tell you something.
Tell me where it says that you make stuff up.
Let me tell you, Brown. You go look, Brown. I'm the talk show host today. Okay, listen.
I didn't talk for 5 minutes.
I looked it up. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you certain things. You don't know
me.
Let me
see if I can find it.
Once again, you go look for it. But you don't know me and who I know. I'm trying to tell you something.
You're full of shit. You can't prove
okay,
what
well,
you
you're
say.
Gone, Brown. See you. Brown will not. Once again, I don't say things just because I say things off the top of my head. I definitely know what I'm talking about if I tell it to you. You look it up, you'll find it. You won't find it if you don't look it up. I do not have time to sit here and explain myself all day long with you, because it ain't worth it. You say what you want to. You're not going to curse on my show. I don't care
Butcher.
What you tell me. Yeah, go ahead.
I want to ask you a
In
question.
South Carolina,
okay.
You're there.
Bush,
you're open as well.
If Bush pulled back away from the progressive agenda, right,
yep.
Why would he sign the bailout for banks up until like months before he's about to walk out of the White House? Why would he do that? And if he's going to sign it, let me finish the question. If he's going to sign it, why wouldn't he cut checks for the people instead of cutting checks for banks who didn't lend and sit there and watch everybody suffer?
Here's the thing about that, though, Alabama. What's not being told is the fact that those banks paid that money back plus interest. And see, it's not that he gave them, and a lot of folks are saying that he gave money to the banks. No, they loaned the money to the bank, and the banks paid them back.
All of them.
So, yeah, plus interest.
All of the bailout monies, because you know I think it was what, like $700 billion we can't account for.
The banks. He's referring to the banks. He's not referring to the others. And plus, that's another reason why you're printing $85 billion a month. You know,
I understand that, Jeff. I'm not even arguing with the point that maybe the banks paid, but let's say they did. They're still. And this is a document. I can show you the video. But they're saying they don't know where, almost a trillion, almost seven, a couple of hundred billion, $700 billion. Nobody knows where it is.
Like, right.
You mean to tell me you can't find $700 billion? This is our money. This is stuff that's going to take us 20 years of all working just to pay off just $1 trillion. It's going to take us all 20 years.
The money.
So
bad.
I'm just trying to understand how they're going, and that's with us working almost 6 months out of the year to give it to them. They spent,
Alabama.
You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
The money's there. I mean, all these shovels.
Wait. They're saying it's gone. So the Congress didn't know what they were talking about?
No. The money is there. Trust me. The money's there. The money is there.
Well, here's the thing. The money you gave to the car
missing?
Companies.
Why would they say they can't account for almost $1 trillion?
Well, we're going to.
Why would they say that? I just want to know that question. Can somebody answer that?
Well, this is what we said. For us to get into that is going to take you to a little bit different type of situation. But they printed this. They're printing money, and they're messing. The feds are controlling world economies, and they're not doing it for no reason. They're doing it on purpose. You're going to go to a single currency all through the world, and that's what they're aiming at. That's what they're going to do. And as soon as that currency goes throughout the world, they will then be able to implement one world government, because then
what's
your
the
money
problem?
Will be
the problem, Jeff, I have is that when countries do things, any normal country, it's like if we were people, right? And you say, I tell you, you can't wear a good pair of shoes. You got to walk around with sandals on. And we're playing basketball, and I got on tennis shoes, and you got on sandals. You can say, okay, well, I'm going to go buy me some sandals. As soon as you go to make that move to buy some sandals, we kill you, or we gang up on you and beat you up. That's what's going on in the world with our politics. And what progressives say and what we progressives like to use, humanitarian, neocons like to use, I guess in a sense, policing of the world. I have a problem with telling someone they can't have something. Now, do I think that we need to be mindful that there are certain people in the world that want war and want to, yeah, we need to be careful of that. So I'm not saying scale back the total CIA, but there's a disconnect when I see us going out and doing the things we do under the guises of, under the auspices of justice in the American. We're not doing that. I think we're out here meddling in countries' affairs. Ron, and then when Ron Paul say something about it, he's a lunatic for saying maybe we need to scale back.
Ron Paul's a lunatic because of his foreign policy. But his stuff went
for
his stuff.
Why, Jeff?
Because he's crazy as hell, excuse me. You cannot just say, well, who cares whether Iran gets a nuclear weapon? You dumb butt, do you know what Iran believes? Do you know what they want to do with what they're creating?
Okay, hold on. So the Pakistan is a Muslim country. Do they believe the same thing?
The Pakistanis are not the same type of Muslims, and they do not have that vent. You don't see the terrorists so much. They can live there, but they're not striking out so much like that. They're striking out against each other.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Hold on. Let me get this straight. All right, so let me get this straight. So you're saying that because Iran doesn't like a country that's not us, they're saying they're going to nuke this country, right? Not true enough.
No, sir.
They want to nuke Israel. That's what they say.
It doesn't matter what they say. You have to know what they believe. And I will do that in a minute, man.
You're talking about all the stuff
this.
He used to say.
Wait a minute. I'm going to bring up another call, 330-482. Come on in. I'm going to explain to you in just a minute what they believe and why you can't let them get a nuclear weapon and why Ron Paul is a lunatic when he talk about foreign policy. That's the only thing. I know what those people think, you know, on our side that what do you call them, libertarians think. I understand that. But the thing is you can't just let them have a nuclear weapon because they will use it because they believe that they're supposed to. Go ahead, 482. 330-482.
Yeah.
Hi, Jeff.
Hold on, Bianchi.
No, this is Bonnie.
Go ahead, Bonnie. How you doing, sweetie? No, I have Bianchi waiting, too.
Well, I wanted to you left out another. When you were talking about Harry Kissinger, I was thinking of Hilbert Barton. I think he is, you know, kind of this silent man that's got a lot of still in there, and he's not being talked about at all. You know, we're not talking about him. We're not talking about George Soros. We're not talking about the men that are, when you're saying elitist, you know, our everyday people aren't hearing those names. They're hearing
they're not hearing
the names of the people who are actually doing the criminal behavior, probably not even in their own conscious. They just are elitist, and they're the greatest, and they're the best, and it's how it is, and we have to live with it. I mean, that's pretty much, they play games behind doors. They make deals behind doors. I'm so sick of hearing McCain talk. I'm so sick and tired of hearing him. You know, the American people didn't want him as a president, but yet we have to listen to him go on about, well, you know, we need to do this and need to do that. It's like we have all these true morons that aren't even, they're just, it's like a soap opera. You know, they're just going through the acts and someone else completely different, a whole group of people are running the show. And we have to just be honest about it and say ugly, probably what some people think are untrue, and they are true. And we just won't listen to the truth anymore. We just won't. And we are really headed for bad times if they go into Syria. And I think what you think, I think they are going to do it. I think they're going to do it.
Well, the question you have to ask then is, do we really know the truth about Iran, or do we just – because Iran had a democracy. We overthrew it. We placed in a guy who was a radical, but he wanted to build up his country too. We got rid of him. We bring some more. But now we're worrying about terrorism.
No.
But then when it comes time for us to be beneficial, when it's beneficial for us, we're not worried about terrorism.
Well, see, I don't believe that we have Hussein. Now, see, people say I'm nuts, and it's okay. And I think there's something suspicious in the death of Bin Laden that we don't really know the truth.
No, that man died of kidney failure. They didn't kill him.
Yeah, I don't.
He just got old and died, and then when he died, they brought his body out.
We don't know.
Who are you talking about? The Shah?
Know these things.
No,
Bin
Laden.
Bin Laden. Well, you know, Jeff, I have to disagree with you on Iran. I think Iran has all the right in the world to have whatever it needs to protect itself.
Okay.
And there's history that's shown that what the Britain had done to Iran and Kermit Roosevelt and them guys. So
there you go. That's people, it right there. Kermit Roosevelt.
Yeah, you know, here's the point. Heck, Iran was working with them. I mean, they was in a friendly way. Then all of a sudden they got to the point where Britain was taking this oil, raising the price and selling it on the open market. Iran said, "Hey, we can do that ourselves."
They didn't want to let BP in, and they nationalized that. That's when they got upset.
And about, you know, I find it very difficult for us to complain about what goes on in Chicago. I find it difficult when we say that those who know who's doing this killing should come forward and say, "Who's doing it?" Well, you got our leaders. Our officials at the top level, they're not doing what's supposed to be done.
They ain't
right.
Snitching.
They're doing the same thing. The police have a code of blue. That's what they don't
on,
talk.
Pionky. Hold on now. Hold on, Pionky. The last guy that tried to come forward got his brains blowed out.
There's been several of them. But here's the point. When Snowden tells the truth, when Manning tells the truth, look what happens to them. So why should somebody in Southside Chicago want to tell the truth? And another thing, if Al-Assad is using chemical weapons on his people, well, take him to The Hague and let him be tried, or let his people try.
They're not going to do it, Doc, because it has nothing to do with him using chemical weapons.
They were losing, though, Jeff.
They were lied to.
Listen,
the terrorists were losing. He was winning. Assad was winning, though, Jeff. Why would he do that if he's winning the war? They were trying to dethrone him.
Exactly.
I'm just making a point. He didn't.
Yeah, he didn't do this. And it's clear to see that he didn't do this. But the thing is these people don't look at world politics. And if you don't look at world politics, you don't know. And I understand. But there's an oil and gas problem and a currency problem. The currency problem is, we're printing $85 billion a month and putting it into our own economy, and we're the same ones where oil is traded on. It doesn't fit the international model that they need, and they're getting ready to change it.
They said oil, out of the top five richest country companies on earth, four of them are oil companies, four.
And what does that have to do
with? But what I'm saying is that we could have, the oil dependency and us having to depend on oil and all this stuff we're talking about is stuff that was supposed to have been over about 50, 60 years ago.
No.
Here's another point.
No, it wasn't supposed to be that 50, 60 years ago. That's incorrect. And the reason
why
I'm telling you, because they had a plan. They had a plan that they were going to take the oil control back over after you had Henry Kissinger create OPEC. And the plan
Jeff,
was,
what I'm
gonna
saying
tell you this.
Jeff, you make the same point I make all the time. I'm trying to tell you that we've had the technologies for hundreds of years to get to not make oil. First cars were electric. So why is it now all of a sudden everybody's stuck on, we can't, you know, electric cars aren't practical. That's what the oil companies tell you. Just like they tell you that the spare tax won't work, because there's a benefit for the IRS to keep existing. The spare tax won't work. They tell you that because they know.
Here's the problem with electric cars, my man. You may be able to run an electric car, but the problem is the battery technology is not to the place where it can be done.
South Carolina, we've got cars that have went hundreds of miles on 1 gallon of gas. I'm just telling you that our dependency should not be what it is.
Okay, hold it up. Now, we're getting ready to go to our top of the hour break, so we're going to get interrupted. So,
hey, I thought we were on the break.
No, you're not on break. I'm going to leave you open
leave
so you guys
on.
Can talk about it. I'm going to leave the mic open. I'm going to open up the mic to these other people as well so they can talk if they want to. 817-412-626. You all are going to be live Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We'll be back after the top of the hour break. We'll talk to you
and friends
then.
At www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E.
South Carolina.
Yeah.
We got cars, man. You got cars. You got folks out here running cars on Crisco. You got cars run on water. I done seen cars running out here.
Lord, too.
All types of stuff, man. You talking about we still supposed to be right here. We ain't got the battery technology. Man, look, they got cars running all kind of ways out here. Like, I
you
just
know
don't
what
believe.
They need to do, man?
I tell you what, if it wasn't for these oil companies buying up all the patents on it, every time something come out, we wouldn't be out here with these prices like they are. And people that don't want to
right
sell get
that.
Killed.
You're
people
right
that don't
want to
sell get their brains blown out.
In high school, but you know, the ones that's behind this mysterious day that we always mention, them the ones that need to be brought out on the carpet and brought to justice. They need to be prosecuted and punished. It's the days that's causing all this trouble in the world. And this daggone Obama, he needs to have his peace medal taken from him and threw in the river like Muhammad Ali done his Olympic medals.
Well, the other thing I think that they have, the problem that we have is here in America, I mean, our president is also concerned about the people being gassed. Of course, it's a horrific thing. But we have the Oklahoma bombing here. We have, you know, all these other shootings, and we have them daily. I mean, in our local newspaper, you know, there's like 69 people in just this one county where I lived who's OD'd. That doesn't count all the people that have been just shot and murdered on the street or murders that they have not even found who
done
the
everything
crime.
You just named from the drugs, everything from Oklahoma City
what about
is government-funded. Government-funded, government-facilitated, all that stuff.
Babies every day.
Alabama, you mean that, wait. Drugs
hell,
is not,
crazy.
You tell me that drugs
you can't prove that, Alabama.
You can't
they
prove
sprayed,
what it's declassified. Everybody knows
they
that
sprayed,
they're over there in Afghanistan shipping stuff over here now.
They sprayed
the opium business overseas.
They sprayed bacteria. The army sprayed bacteria in North St. Louis, which is the black part of St. Louis. It's Pruitt-Igoe. Back in, you know, in the 50s and the 60s. Just
well,
not
just
out
that. Just look at Darker Lines. Look at the guy that wrote Darker Lines about the CIA and the guy that talks about the alliance with the CIA.
Yeah, Gary
and
somebody.
And then that came out to be true with Oliver North with them funding the Iran Contra. Come on, man. This stuff is well documented as far as them being in the drug trade. And, I mean, you want to get an Oklahoma City bombing. There's so many. This is the problem I have. We have a main story that they give us, and then you have all these holes that come out. But the main media, the Fox and CNN and MSN, they don't jump on that. They jump on the main story that they get from the politicians. And that's the story that everybody runs with. Even though facts are questioned, then they call you a kook or crazy. If you say, well, I don't know, I think the government's lying.
Oh
crazy.
Hell yeah, they lying.
I
like the other lady. I'm sick and tired of McCain. I wish he'd just go someplace to lay up in a corner.
Exactly. And could I tell you guys that are listening why I don't think Hussein died the way they said he did?
You mean Bin Laden?
Bin Laden. I don't think he died the way they claimed it there too. But the one that was under the rug, you know, that they found, you know, with no weapons and, you know, under a rug with, like, a little bit of money on him and a clean T-shirt or whatever, Hussein, right?
It might have been a Hussein lookalike.
I think so. If you look the day that they put the data on or put the show on television, this guy's eyes were all bugged out. They said there were seven lookalikes. It's easy to do that. You know, we can have women look like Cher tomorrow. You know, there could be 20 of us here tomorrow. You know, you can make all of these people.
They see Elvis running around all the time.
Exactly. And you know, how
look, Hitler, when they bombed someplace, Hitler dragged some guy that was mentally ill out, blamed it on him and had him executed and used that. Then he found a reason to go into Poland. They faked the shooting of some soldiers to attack Poland. They do this all the time.
I don't believe the Newtown, Connecticut murderer was the young mentally ill boy.
I was just saying a minute ago there was a guy found that was dressed just like him.
Exactly.
That nobody, and they ignore that.
Exactly.
They denied it at first. They said it was not. There were false reports. Then all of a sudden, come to find out it was true.
Said about Hitler. That's
nobody
the same
says
thing
nothing.
Just said. They just did the same thing with the murder, the Newtown.
Yeah, look at the 9/11.
Exactly.
Never did get no resolve
exactly.
on that. And one reason I know
there's so many holes in
9/11
that ain't even funny.
I spent a lifetime putting those things up.
But I don't.
There's so many holes in 9/11. It's not even funny. Bianchi, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Was that building supposed to come down at free fall like that?
Hell no. And that's what I always argue. You know, I'm not going to argue about passports. I'm not going to argue about lookalikes and the Pentagon. I will argue about those buildings coming down the way they did. They were not designed to do that. Under normal circumstances, they wouldn't.
Wasn't
do that.
The way,
here,
if I'm not mistaken, the guy that built it for a 740, well, at the time, was it 757 or something, to go at 600 miles an hour and hit it? He said he built it for that, right?
They were only going
400.
Listen, you could have ran planes into those buildings at that level all day. I would have slept down on the lobby floor.
Well, there was also a fire in Brazil. That withstood for 72 hours. And the building still stood. They had to demolish the building, but it still stood, and it burnt all the way through.
Structural steel will lose its yield. That's what you call it when it loses its
yield.
Another problem is
the CIA, when he claimed
like
the tapes, they had recordings of the people saying that they had put fires out, and the firemen are saying, but the guys that died in the World Trade Center, the firemen had radioed back to them that they had put the fires out on all but one or two floors before it collapsed. So that was a problem.
Of global importance. Tracy and friends keeps you informed.
And you know another point
going.
The closer to the
Dr.
ground,
Tracy
steel
and
is much, much, much heavier than it is up at the top. When I mean by
heavier,
it's just heavier steel.
Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
And we're back once again, afternoon with Tracy and Friends. Jeff here in the air chair. We're talking about Syria and whether we should get involved over there. And we're trying to explain some things to people and what's going on with that information. And the situation is this. We have a lot of things going on and a lot of people out here that, you know, that have to do and are making decisions for our lives. And because we look at elections like football games, we don't look after them once we put them in office. We don't see that what they're doing or not doing until a crisis arrives. And then all of a sudden we say, well, who allowed this to happen? And so my point is this. You allowed it to happen because you allowed people to run your country, make decisions for you. And when you heard the decision that was made, instead of you questioning it or even calling in, you sat there silent because you didn't necessarily know what that decision meant. Well, you need to start knowing what the decisions mean. Why? Because it's affecting your life, your family's life. The reason why I say something about, first of all, here we're broadcasting live on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial and on WSOM 600 AM on iHeartRadio as well. And we're talking about all the things that going on around this Middle Eastern crisis. The reason why I don't agree with the people that are saying Ron Paul is brilliant when it comes to the economics of America and what needs to be done so that we can get on an even keel. When it comes to foreign policy, I think he's absolutely insane. Now, this is why you have to understand. Ahmadinejad clearly states that he believes in the writings of the Quran and that he knows that he must create the Holocaust, as the Quran says that the Muslims must do. Create the Holocaust so that the last prophet can come and make the world bow down to Islam.
He's not a president anymore. Go ahead.
Can I finish? Ahmadinejad. People are still in control, and that arm of the Muslim is still in control of that country. They're racing to get the nuclear weapon so that they can set it off. It's not about getting it to have for their protection. They're going to set it off because they believe that they must create the Holocaust for the third Imam to come, and that once the third one comes, he and Jesus are going to come to Jerusalem and to the Dome of the Rock, and he's going to sit and say, Jesus is going to say, I am not the Son of God, and Allah is going to say, I have no son, and so therefore you will have the completion of Islam, and then they will go out and destroy everybody that does not believe in Islam. That is their belief. That's why you can't let them get a nuclear weapon. These people think very differently than you or I about life, and they believe their religion.
Jeff,
Iran has all the right in the world to have nuclear weapons.
I didn't say they didn't have a right in the world.
The heck with Ahmadinejad, what he said. I mean, I've heard people say he said things before he did not say, because how in the heck you know what he's saying? You can't even understand
his
language.
I said watch him say it, Pianchi. So, I mean, you can't say
how you
say
know
this.
Did you heard him say it? Do you understand the language?
I don't have to understand the language. I got good friends here that understand the language.
Oh, well,
we all got these good friends.
Just like everybody that I met was on the Edmund Pettus Bridge.
Well, I'm not a liar, Bianchi, first of all. So,
how you know your
if
friend's
I tell
not a liar.
You that I know what they believe, I've talked to them and understand
Jeff, I think
it.
You are nuts. Saying that these people saying they're going to destroy the whole world. And I don't believe it. And respectfully,
did I say
somebody
say
that there's something
world?
Wrong with
it. Did I say that they were going to destroy the whole
people
world?
My people was indoctrinated with Christianity that way. I mean, we can, you know I can go on with that.
Let me jump in there for a second, Jeff.
Go ahead, man. I'm going to let you do it, because then I'll get
no,
it.
No,
go
I just tell you just made a point. You made a point. You said that because of their religious beliefs, we have to deny them the right to defend themselves. That's what you just said,
No. That is not what I said.
Okay. You
cannot give them nuclear weapons.
You said that because of their – look, I'm a Christian just like you, Jeff, but the difference is I do not believe in denying people their rights, because I do believe the right to defend yourself – is God-given, just like so. You can't deny these people the basic rights that we believe in, the Second Amendment, to defend ourselves against government and tyranny. But these people, see, they're surrounded by. We got bases pointing at all Iran. Those people are scared, and they're going to arm themselves, man. That's just normal.
Yeah.
I can't look. I understand what he's saying, but at the end of the day, whatever it is, he's scared because we are on both sides. We got guns and missiles aimed at him in all four directions, man. Come on, man.
First of all, they have the right
to Do they have a central bank that deals in U.S. currency?
They try to, and that's why.
I'm asking Jeff, do they have a central bank? Are they using the U.S. dollar as the final currency of settlement?
No.
So that there is a reason why come the United States and its NATO posse wants to overrun Iran. There's no way in the world that Iran wants to spend money on a conventional army. So what's the next best thing? Get a nuclear bomb. They're a lot cheaper, and they're a lot more effective, and they're more of a deterrent.
Once again,
I don't need a 50 caliber when I've got I don't need no 50 caliber when I got 44 Magnums and 30-odd sixes.
I'll say it again. I hear what you're saying, but their intention is not what we're saying. Once again, look at the people that strap bombs to their children and send them into a marketplace. Look at the people that kill people
at weddings through drones sitting 3,000 miles away in an air-conditioned, comfortable recliner chair.
Iran has drones. They sure do.
They should have
once
drones.
Again,
the United States used drones
that's what they did.
To kill people at weddings. Innocent children.
Once again,
who's the, The ring bearer and the flower girl getting killed.
Look at the people.
By U.S. drones.
They strap bombs to retarded people and send them into the
another point, Jeff, that we have about foreign policy, we don't even negotiate. We're going to sit and talk with these people. We think we're too good to sit down and talk with these people and see if we can try to get to some sort of common ground. We don't even talk to them. So that's the problem I have. Now, do I think Ahmadinejad is doing everything right? No, I think he said and done some stupid things. But they are surrounded. And if you were Iran, what would you do, Jeff? You try to get a nuke, too, because you're scared just like everybody else is. If you were surrounded by Russians and Chinese right now on the borders of Florida, New York, all up north, Seattle, all the way out to D.C., Washington, California, what would you do? You would arm yourself.
They're not trying to arm themselves. They're trying to create Holocaust. And they said that that's what they're going to do. Why do you want to put something else in their minds than what they've said? Very clearly. Go ahead, Alex.
The first point I want to make is that you've never seen an Iranian suicide bomber because Iranians don't blow themselves up. Now you'll see people from other countries, Pakistan, blow themselves up. I mean, they actually want, at least two of the hijackers on 9/11 was Pakistani. But you're okay with them having nuclear weapons,
I'm not okay with them. That's why you went to Afghanistan.
But they have them.
I know that's why.
Pakistan
I know they have them.
Has them. And
who
Pakistan
got who let them have them? Who let
Pakistan
them have them? Stupid behind Jimmy Carter, the second worst president in the world.
But the thing about it though is that essentially what Alabama said is that we have over 20, I think it's like 30 military bases surrounding Iran. And when they did have a democracy or a democratic republic government, we overthrew it because we didn't like what they were doing with their oil. So it's only natural for them to want the nuclear weapon, exactly what Ron Paul said. He didn't say, I don't care if they have a nuclear weapon. What he said is that it's only natural for them to want one. We've already overthrown their government once. And we've surrounded their country with two or three dozen military bases with weapons with missiles pointed at them. So why wouldn't they want something to a deterrent from invasion? They are scared witless that we're going to invade them again. And guess what? We are. That's all we talk about is when we're going to invade Iran. So,
that's a good point.
It's only reasonable for them to get a nuclear weapon or to pursue it.
That's a good point he's got there. I can't understand, and I'm going to say this, I don't understand why blacks are so adamant about Iran. Heck, you don't want the South to have the right to make decisions on its election process. You want the Supreme Court to rule over them forever and a day. Come on now. Where's the logic in all this thinking? We got blacks in America got a vendetta against whites. Why? Because you don't trust them. So you mean to tell me that Iran cannot trust the United States and her NATO posse?
Well, once again, I'll say it like this. I don't agree with you on this basis, and this is why you won't get me supporting a Ron Paul. And I can't support a Ron Paul when I think he's absolutely nuts. And when he comes to tell me it's okay for Iran to have a nuclear weapon, when Iran says our day of liberation is coming, soon we'll wipe Israel off the face of the map, Holocaust will come and bring about peace in the world through the third Imam coming. No, I'm sorry. I can't get with you on that. That's just like having a guy standing in front of you saying, the minute I get this gun, I'm going to shoot you down and take all your money and take all your possessions because that's what I believe in doing. That's crazy.
What Israel
I'm not giving him my gun.
What Israel is doing to Palestine is less than civilized. If you done that in my living room, I would take a gun and blow your brains out too.
I hear what you're saying. But here's the one thing I'll tell you. And I don't buy that one. Not at all. I'm not going to say there haven't been any, bad treatment of the Palestinians, because I absolutely believe that there were. But I do not. I believe that a lot of times, most of the times, they're forcing it to happen. Because
what do you mean they're forcing it to happen? Because every time your oppressor go by, you pick up a rock and throw at them?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, Matt.
Jeff, that's like saying black people forced the Klan to lynch them.
No, it's not like saying that.
This is ridiculous.
No, it's not.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's not the same thing. It's totally different altogether.
Every time black people in this country have asserted their self-determination, the Klan came out and destroyed our community.
There's no doubt about it.
Bombed our churches and things like that. And so anytime the Palestinians want to have self-determination, want their own state or whatever, Israel comes in and blows them up.
The Palestinians have sworn to wipe Israel off the face of the map, number one. Number two, the Palestinians want Jerusalem. It's not going back to them. I understand that the situation there. That
why come it shouldn't go back to them?
Because it don't belong to them. It never did.
Tell me a logical reason other than the Bible.
It doesn't belong to them. It never
based
did.
Based on what? It did. Well, based on what? Other than
first
the Bible.
Of all,
other than the Bible, which you can't even bring into a court of law to either
who would
prove yourself guilty or innocent, show me logical proof, tangible proof.
Who were the first inhabitants of Palestine?
It wasn't no white-faced Jews.
Oh, forget about white-faced Europeans.
I'm sorry, I take that back. It wasn't no white-faced Europeans. I ain't calling Jews as an ethnic group. Go ahead.
I'll say it again. Or ask the question again. Who were the first inhabitants of that area?
The people that was the first inhabitants of the area was black Africans.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, that's actually
it,
yes,
was,
it was,
too.
That's actually the truth.
Actually, the truth is the first Jews were black African people.
No, the first Jews were not black. Jews were
never. They were.
Blacks never did put Ammon. Blacks never did put Ammon ahead of no Jehovah. So come on now. Yah was not a god of Jews.
The first Jews were black skinned people.
There was no first Jews being black skinned people. They was African.
Okay. Who was the father
no
of the Jews? Wait a minute.
No
wait, we got time.
No
we got time. We got time.
Are who? You saying that Jews? You saying that people born Jewish, or are Jewish are the people that followed Judaism?
I'm talking
Come
about
on.
The people.
Are you, you saying not, that people are born? Is not a Jewish person a Jewish when you follow Judaism? Is not Baptist when you follow a sect of Christianity?
No. No,
it is.
You can be. No, it isn't.
So what am I
then? I don't know what you are, Pink. It doesn't matter because I'm not talking about you directly. I'm talking about the people that were called the Jews came from one father, one person. And that one person
that
was a black
at?
African man called Abraham.
There you go, back to the Bible again.
You have
Abraham
to come back
was,
to the
Bible. Wait a minute. Didn't not Abraham supposedly come from Chaldea?
From the Ur of the Chaldees.
The great Chaldees, right? Chaldees
the
was not no African. Chaldees
was
not
was
no
it?
Wesley Snipes or Wesley Snipes, Isaac Hayes looking people.
I'm going to ask you a question. When do you think that you got Caucasians on the earth?
I'm not worrying about Caucasians.
I asked you a question. No,
let's
you
talk
made a
about
statement
the people. Let's talk about the people. Let's talk about the people.
You made a statement.
No,
nothing.
Let's talk about the people in that area
I
there.
Hey, I got control of this, my brother. I'm not going to let you. You're going to answer my question.
Well, preachers do the same
this.
Thing when you go to that Wednesday night class. This
is not Wednesday night class. I'm going to say it to you once again. When do you think you got Caucasians that figured into biblical times?
I'll answer you, Jeff.
Caucasians that figured into biblical times came with the Greeks and later the Romans. Assyrians weren't Caucasian.
Wait a minute. Before that was Abraham
that
there?
Just look at it like this. Actually, the Boston bombers were Caucasians because they came from the Caucasus.
The Caucasus were something totally different altogether, and I got one of those things that Tracy ain't gonna let me talk about on here. But to tell you how that happened. But the thing once again, I'm gonna give you a little thing. You look up a guy
Boston
by the
bombers,
name.
The Boston bombers were Caucasians.
Once again, I'm gonna ask
they
that
come
you,
from the Caucasus.
Okay, you're going to major on minors, and I'm going to try to tell you something that you need to look up.
I'm listening, Jeff. Go ahead.
Check out a guy by the name of Stephen T.
I'm not checking out nobody. I've been in those areas, spent almost a decade in those areas.
I'm not talking to just you, Pianki, so you remain ignorant if you want to. Stephen Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E. And just do a little bit of research that he did. I did the same research, came to the same assumptions, and then found him, and I was so happy because there was somebody else that did the same research that I did to find out the same things. You don't understand what you're talking about, and that's why I hate the stupidity of the people to go to prisons and tell the black people in there that Jesus is a white man's religion, this, that, and the other, blah, blah, blah. Nothing to do with it.
Well, it is.
Bible stories, period, were in African lands. How are you going to get a white? How are you going to get a white religion?
African land.
Oh my God!
The African people. The Africans. Well, go ahead, Jeff. Tell me when I can talk.
What's Ethiopia? What's freaking Ethiopia?
Ethiopia was Kush. It was not called Ethiopia. It was called Kush. Their god was Amun.
The god that they worshipped was Amun. But where did Amun come? Pianki, where did Amun come from?
Amun had been around for over 10,000 years.
That's not what they tell you, though. Where did Amun come from? I'm very familiar with the ancient Kemetan religion. So I ask you once again, where did Amun come from?
Where did Tutankhamun come from as well? Amun was created by Ptah. Ptah was the creator of the universe, and he created all the lesser gods.
Okay, no, he didn't create. He created everything that was created, but God did, but not Ptah.
When did your belief about your God come on the scene? What time
it depends. It depends. Well,
give me the oldest depend that you want to mark.
For what I believe, when
that's right,
we
belief
were, when.
I mean, historically. I'm not talking about belief. I'm talking about historically.
Okay, Pianki, I'm not doing this, Pianki.
Well, I really don't want.
I'm not doing it. You're not gonna ask me a question and not let me answer it, and then you keep talking over me. I'm not doing that. So now we're getting way off of a course because you want to prove a point about a fake religion. I'm sorry. I'm not with doctrines of devils. And that's what the ancient Kemetan religion is. You're worshiping at the feet of an angel that gave that religion to the people. I don't believe
an angel
in
gave
that.
Shatat Netta was not a religion, Jeff.
Once again, the relationship between the two, I'm very familiar with. Very. I don't have time to go through it on this phone. We're not talking about that because we have an audience that ain't interested. I'm trying to tell you that because you see.
Well, tell me when I can talk.
I'm trying to tell you that because you see light-skinned people now in Israel that you consider them to be white, and because you consider them to be white, you say they're not the real Jews. Well, you also have a ton of Falasha Jews out of the middle of Africa. Where they took,
you, right,
what they,
and they are in Gondor. They are in Gondor, Ethiopia today, and they go by the first five books, which they never called the Old Testament. Some Christians call it the Old Testament.
No, well, Old Testament had the Testament means only Pianki.
Listen,
that's it testified of that time. It's
listen,
called the Pentateuch.
I told you, they go by the first five books.
It's
Jeff.
Called the Pentateuch. It's called the Pentateuch.
No, it's not called. It was not called the Pentateuch. The Pentateuch is a Greek.
Don,
a Greek term.
Don Piaggi.
And here, let me get back. You mentioned about who occupied the space. When Menkheperra Tukulti-Mes conquered that portion of what was then Northeast Africa, it was not the people that's there that they control the thing.
What year?
What do you mean, what year?
What year?
Menkheperra Tukulti-Mes was in the 18th dynasty.
What year is the 18th dynasty, Pianchi?
You just go ahead.
That was about
just,
1600 BC. About
you just
thank
go ahead.
You.
And
thank you. Thank you. Thank
you,
Alex.
And,
Alex just said it. 1600 BC.
When Shabiko and the sons of Taharqa defeated the Assyrians, it was still, why would they march 1,200 miles to defeat the Assyrians? Because they were going there to give, they were going there to show allegiance to their own people.
Well, ask your question.
Who came out and went into Gondor today. Those people don't celebrate all the mess that you got. And this was way before there was a Judaism.
Bianchi, I'm already in trouble because I let it go this far. I'm not doing this with you with about a fake religion.
I don't
want
to do
leave
it either,
alone. Then,
I tell
then
you
let's
what,
go. Let's
what
go.
We should do,
yeah, you know,
if we
you
need
know
to
where
come
I'm at on
room,
Facebook.
You
know where I'm at on Facebook.
On no
you can
Facebook.
Find me. You can find me and argue this craziness if you want to. We're talking about Iran getting a nuclear weapon, and we're not going to let it happen.
Why y'all got to go all the way off the cliff? It's, you know, we talk about today.
Turn your thing up, girl. You got the wrong mic up. Yeah, I talked to her like
y'all,
I just
y'all.
Totally disrespected the host.
There you go, man. I leave out of here for a little while.
That's your that's Bianchi. That's your boy.
No,
that's your boy. Alex, you are still alive. Matt, you are alive. 334, you are alive.
Y'all just gotta go. Y'all gotta go and talk about who shot John when we're trying to find out if I want to know why the president called. And had Congress come into session on Sunday and didn't show up. He sent lower level tier people there. He wasn't there. The Secretary of State wasn't there. None of the commanders were there to answer the questions for the Congress people.
And
I want to know why that happened. Y'all sitting up here talking about something that happened 200 years ago. If it happened, if it's
200,
don't nobody care about
how
all
about,
that.
How about 4,000 years ago?
Don't
yeah.
nobody care about that. We're just trying to find out if we're gonna go to war right now. And right now they tell me. Syria says if we could have a strike, they'll have a war in the Middle East. It'll be a catastrophe.
Well,
that's all I'm trying to ask. That's all I want to know about. How the heck y'all get to where y'all at right now?
Because.
You can't help it.
He talked about the Palestinians.
If Al-Assad did what he said, he should be brought to the head.
Again, y'all got to go someplace y'all ain't got no business going.
Well,
how you doing? What else y'all talking about? Hi, everybody.
It's the same thing, but
hello,
bring
Tracy.
Up the local caller first.
Who?
Local caller.
Hi, local caller. How you doing?
This is Steve.
What's Steve? Don't bring up nothing. I don't want to hear nothing about the Seventh Day Adventist either.
No, the Jehovah's Witness.
You down
whatever,
too.
I'm not going to talk about that.
Best you don't. What?
I'm not going to. Well, I mean, I was going to.
Don't
talk
do
about,
it.
But
don't.
I was going to talk about the calendar and stuff like that, but I'm not going to.
What do you want?
Today, I wanted to discuss, you know, we fall for the okie doke and the law. I believe in what Bianchi was saying. I believe in what he was saying about our government. It's pretty much behind the incidents that's taking place over there in the Middle East. And the reason why that those people hate us is because we have a history of wronging them first.
My question, listen. The events of today are this. Listen, the events of today are this. Should America strike Syria or should America stay out? If America stays out of this, how will it affect us? And if America goes in, how will it affect us? And tell me
about it. I learned by listening to somebody else. They were saying the reason why we have to go in there is because of Russia and China.
My question is,
and that if we don't, then it could affect our economy because it's all about oil.
It's about money. It's about money. It's about oil. It's about power. And it's about influence.
And so that's what. And then there again, then we wonder why that these people want to have this so-called jihad and want and why they hate us and why they want to do harm to the West.
But this is way past jihad and terrorism right now. Right now we're getting ready to try to interject ourselves, and you've got John McCain saying that we should go. You got the president asking for permission. I don't know how it's going to turn out. And you got most of your Republicans inside of there that I know of are saying no.
Miss Tracy, maybe I should say something to you, ma'am. Maybe I might be biting the hand that feeds me, ma'am. And so I really shouldn't be bad-mouthing and downing my government. You know,
Why not?
Because I could be biting the hand that feeds me.
The hand shouldn't be feeding you, Steve.
That's a whole other issue. That's why we're in the entitlement mess that we're in right now. But my question is, do we go to Syria or do we not go to Syria? And if we don't go to Syria, how will it affect us? And if we go over there, how will it affect us? And what will happen with our relationship with Israel? Because Israel is waiting. They're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what we're going to do. And remember that little red line in the sand? Well, they've crossed it. So how does the president actually own up to his words when he can't own up to his words when he said he was going to do something, but now he's throwing it into the hands of Congress because he wants to wash his hands of it? I'm just asking
He
doesn't want to go in there unless he gets permission from Congress.
Man, this is a game. Don't be playing with that.
I'm going to say it just like this. It's a bunch of mess.
Tracy, look, I'm only going on the basis of what I hear from y'all on the radio. I can't go
find
out my sources.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Steve, you can.
I'm going to be honest with you, Jeff. I have a reading.
I know. You don't have to.
This is not about reading. I just want people to have an objective opinion. How hard is that?
Well, my opinion,
I'm done.
We wouldn't go, Ms. Tracy.
Never mind. I don't want to hear it.
Tracy, this is the thing. They're calling the man this desperate and all these things, yet we have all out on the internet now John Kerry having met with Bashar al-Assad about 5-6 times in the past, 8-9 years. So you tell me what this is all about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Listen. I talked to some people over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys, you're listening to Tracy and Friends. The number is 347-945-5229. I talked to some congressmen and some senators over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And on Sunday, they called Congress back into a briefing. It was a
right.
No one showed up. There were lower-level staffers that showed up. No one from the cabinet, no one from the White House, no one from the administration. They were out playing golf and drinking beer. That is a problem. We need to understand the severity of what they're talking about and the lackadaisical attitude that they're taking with this. That is a problem.
Right.
And America is sitting on the sidelines trying to wait for an answer that they're not getting because no one's being honest with them about what needs to happen and what they need to know. And we need to wake up and smell the coffee and say, you know what? It's got to be better than this.
There's no doubt about it, but here's the thing. This is a bunch of mess once again. It's a bunch of created mess because you have all of these factions coming down there, and Russia is clearly telling you, go pound salt. You're in the middle of something that you don't have no business being in. Clearly telling you this. What the heck are we doing here? What in the world are we doing with this situation if you're going to have to deal with them attacking Saudi Arabia? And why did they pick Saudi Arabia to attack if we attack Syria? I'm asking the question. Does anybody know? I know.
I think it's because of their beliefs.
Mm-mm.
What?
It has to do with gas and oil.
But then with all that said, and I think we said this that last week, anybody out there got something to say? I think Alabama's out. South Carolina's out there. I see.
We got 314 out there, which is Bianchi. We got Alabama. We got Matt out there. Matt hasn't said much, and we're probably this call is Alex is there as well. And
so, if anybody has something to say about it, I mean, I know that a lot of us believe that we shouldn't be anywhere, and we need to leave all of it alone. But
I don't know what they're worrying about the gas and oil when China and India is buying it all up. That's who they're selling it to.
Well, it's about the trading of it.
Do you know exactly? It's about the trading of it and who's going to be the next petrodollar. That's
Iran
what you're fighting
for. Iran is already
for.
Trading. Iran and many other countries already is not trading in the U.S. dollar any longer.
That may be, but the standard of oil is that. So no matter what they're spending it and translating it into regular dollars.
So
can't do it otherwise.
So you mean to tell me that other countries don't have a right?
I mean, you got to realize we can't afford another war, can we?
Yeah, if you print up some more money. How much is it going to cost?
We're running out of paper, ain't we?
That's what they tell me that somebody told me the other day, which I thought was the most ridiculous thing. They want to go to cashless society because it's too expensive to print money. That's not why they're doing it. And he was serious as he could be, and I had to laugh, and I said, "That's cute. That's real cute."
I don't think we're paying attention to, because this is going to affect us economically, no matter what they do. And I think that they're going to. I think by when the deal goes down, we're going to strike Syria.
Well, we have to say that President Obama has no choice. And no choice in the matter, because his handlers are telling him he better do it.
Well,
because
if Congress vote and say no, what does he do?
He's going to do it
then
anyway.
He
has to.
Then he should be impeached.
Oh.
Go ahead. Go to break.
We're going to go
then
to break.
We'll be right back.
He wants more officers on his force. Chief Foley just added 7 new cops this past summer, but he says he wants to ask the city after Labor Day if there are enough funds to bring more officers on duty. The new hires are to battle a wave of retirements in the department in recent years. More people attended the Canfield Fair compared to last year. As of Monday morning, 250,375 had paid admission for the fair. That's 4,000 more than last year's numbers around the same time. The increase comes after an action-packed weekend, including a Sunday concert featuring rock band Train. And a former Struthers police officer who lost his job because of an OVI charge will have a jury trial next month. 34-year-old Daniel Lamping was stopped last July in Boardman by a state trooper. He was driving without headlights, and the trooper smelled alcohol. For WSON News, I'm Harper Keegan.
He wakes up, sniffs around, looks for great deals all over town. He's Sweet Jack, Sweet Jack, he's SweetJack.com. He searches in all places, really hot deals are what he chases. To get the best deals in your inbox, that's why he rocks.
Anniversary sale going on right now, Marianne. 26 years of satisfying thousands of customers says it all. And in honor of that, we're giving you 26% off on all our great American-made WeatherTight windows, siding, entry and patio doors, kitchen cabinet or facing, and gutter covers. And check out more specials. Check our webpage, myweathertight.com and weathertightwindows.com, or take a short little drive between Youngstown and Warren. We're in Liberty Township, 1596 Motor Inn Drive. We're open from 7 to 4:30 Monday through Friday. We'll keep the window open for you too. Senior military discounts. Check us out with a BBB. Don't forget our window standalone with quality service and value. We are the real deal. Here's the number for the free estimate: 1-800-821-8483. That's 1-800-821-8483. And like always, guys, whether it be one window or house full, Mrs. Mervin, the WeatherTight guarantee you'll be satisfied with WeatherTight replacement windows for the life of your house.
Sweet deals on News Talk 600. Your chance to try some of the best businesses in our area at a tremendous value. Every Friday morning at 9 a.m., log on to our website to take advantage of half-price gift certificates from our area restaurants, golf courses, spas, salons, and more.
Let Casals get you ready for fall and back to school. Time to get your hair color and makeup looks to carry you into the new season. Casals is featuring Aveda's Heartlands Collection. 3 new looks and hair color trends with copper fields, winter peach, and toasted greens. Then why not pick one of 3 new complete makeup looks to complement your new color? Winter berry, field rose, or winter peach. Makeup for the season has berry and rose tone lips with golds and coppers for the eyes. Beauty in simplicity. If you have an iPad, try on these looks at home with the My Aveda Makeover app. Be sure to ask about Aveda's product lines for men when you visit Casals Day Spa and Salon, 4030 Boardman Canfield Road, and in Howland's Hunter Square Plaza.
Three deals every Friday morning at 9 a.m. from 600WSOM.com.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
What, we're back?
The United States has been punked.
Hey, we're back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. I'm seeing a lot of people, you know, put on Facebook and stand out there and say that we need to spend money on Americans, not on Syria. And that we need to, you know, if you can't fix Detroit, how are you going to fix Syria? And if you can't fix the inner cities, how are you going to fix Syria? And I agree with you on that. The problem is we have our foreign policy over the last 30, 40 years has brought us to this bust. And we need when we took our money off the gold standard and put it on petrodollars, I think it was the beginning of what the mess that we're in right now, because you went from Nixon to taking money off the gold standard to where we are right now with they're trying to take the oil trading off the petrodollars off of the dollar market. If that were to be done, that would devastate the American economy. And we are in such a fragile state. And I have to say this, I've got to just put it out there. At one time, we would ask for our nation to go into prayer and ask for direction as we would go and make decisions. And because we have now taken God completely out of anything that we do here, and he no longer has place inside of our society as Americans, that's why we are where we are right now. And we have no guidance. We have no compass. And because we have no compass, we are in a major, major frenzy. And if anyone knows what I know, we need to go back to the bedrock of our foundation.
If you really want to understand it, you do. And the thing is it's very clear. I mean, it is so crystal clear. Anybody that's read, what you're seeing.
Listen, I'm reading this. A Democrat congresswoman, she said the only reason why I'd vote to support Syria attack is loyalty to Obama. Eleanor Holmes Norton said Tuesday that at the current time, the only reason she would vote in favor of an attack on Syria was out of loyalty to Barack Obama. When does
that's a good
but,
one.
But what is new about a congressperson sticking to the party line, particularly when the
that's not a party line.
Make him promise not to curse again.
You're not cussing on radio, are you?
Make Jeff promise not to make up some facts.
No, you can't.
No,
you
I don't
can't.
Listen to what I'm saying. I don't care if Jeff sits up here.
I won't curse, but Jeff will make something up and then get defensive when you challenge him on it.
All right.
I've been searching for 20 minutes looking for George Bush. Resigned or disassociated himself with Skull and Bones. I haven't found.
I'll send it to you. Shoot me an email. I'll send it to you. But don't cuss. You know. Disagreement is one thing. Don't cuss. But let me say this: party line is one thing, but you're not supposed to be loyal to a person. You're loyal to a platform.
Oh my God! The president, I don't agree with attacking Syria, but is it a surprise that someone's saying that they're staying loyal to their party and loyal to
that's
what they're...
You're missing my point.
They do it on both sides, so it's not that absurd.
You're missing my point.
It's absurd.
I'm not trying to say Republicans and or Democrats, but what I'm trying to say is I have a problem when you have loyalty to people. If you're a Democrat, then be a Democrat. But you just don't stick with... And whether you're Republican or Democrat, and this is where we get it all wrong... If your party leadership is wrong, you need to step up and say you're wrong about this. You know, I disagree with John McCain on a lot of things, but I have to say he marches to his own drum, whether I agree with it or not.
That's not the culture in politics. In fact, when I mentioned that a couple of weeks ago, you guys both told me about the things that go on when someone steps out of the party line that your own party will do you in.
Again, what I said is, there are times that you have to stand up and say, file. I don't care what it is. And that's where the American people get it all wrong. We do not reward people who stand up and on their own two feet. Let me go back to Sheila Jackson Lee, I believe it was. No, Cynthia McKinney, when we went into the first Iraq war. She stood up and said we needed to slow this train down because we were too emotional coming out of 9/11, and they say that she was unpatriotic. Nothing else is so further from the truth. She was right. She's a Democrat. I disagree with a lot of policies that she has, a lot of things that she did, that she does. But I have to say, she was right about what she said. And if they're going to do their due diligence, they need to get off of their tookuses and do the job. Our problem is we have a lot of people who are getting checks in Congress, and they are sitting on their laurels letting everybody else do the job. They have no idea what they're voting on. They can't pass a bill until they can't read a bill until they pass it. They don't know what they're doing, and they're not doing their due diligence, and that is a problem. You don't follow people anymore. You read for yourself, you do the research, and you do the right thing.
Like George Bush?
Especially when it comes, George Bush, I don't care who it is. I'm saying
George Bush, Brown, where are you
missing me on this?
I'm not missing you at all. I'm agreeing with you. I'm just making a little quip. My goodness. I'm making
but
a little quip.
Listen,
I'm agreeing
have,
with you.
I
they
have
should,
young
they
men.
Re-
I got young they, men and women that are they're getting ready to send over to Syria and let them get hurt, get them shot at, and almost let them die. We've got young men coming back from Afghanistan right now in Iraq that we can't take care of.
You're using rhetoric. I heard for sure. Now, of course, anything can happen. I heard for sure that there's not going to be any boots on the ground. In Syria, and that they're going to shoot some missiles over. Now you're putting boots on the ground. You're twisting things.
Listen here, boots on the ground.
What's the facts?
Boots on the ground.
That's what they said about Libya.
I don't care what you say. People die. Can you go to Benghazi? We're not even in a conflict in Benghazi.
Benghazi? What does that have to do? I swear to God, there's a schizophrenia on some of the people that talk on this show, and it's hard. It's like a pinball machine trying to follow the points that you bring up. They're completely all over the place. It's comedy. I swear to God, it's comedy.
I want you to get your
it's
laugh
comedy.
In,
someone will go directly from what you're saying and say, and the Muslim Brotherhood, and then they're tied
what?
In, and the birth certificate.
Can't bring them on him.
It's truly
no,
amazing.
Goodbye. I'm not playing with that. I'm serious. We are looking at a very, very, very serious conflict that's going to have repercussions on the American people and the people that are here. And that bothers me.
Yeah.
It bothers me to no end, and we cannot take this lightly, and we need to have an open, honest dialogue, whether you agree or disagree. But we cannot continue going down this road because the decisions that are being made by the people that we elect, it's not right. They're not weighing in the options. They're not weighing in the repercussions of it. And I have a problem with that because we've got young people that are out there that are going to be flying missiles. I mean, war is war. Strike is strike. Conflict is conflict.
Yeah, war grows. That's something that people should know because of what happened in Iraq. That was supposed to be, you know, half as many troops were in there. I'm sorry?
Remember Shock and Awe? We watched it at night. It was like, woo, Shock and Awe.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah.
Star Wars on TV.
But again, it went beyond what it was supposed to because of the politics that were played. So if we go into Syria, and it's just missiles like what I just heard, oh, we're just shooting some missiles. I'm not talking boots on the ground. Well, guess what? If the policy gets screwed up, which it will because that's what our recent history shows, chances are there's a good chance we could put some boots on the ground and some kids are going to lose their life.
Oh, you're going to have boots on the ground if Russia decides to retaliate like they said. Okay, because understand something. It's very clear when they say if you hit Syria, we're going to hit Saudi Arabia.
What you going to do?
So what, does that tell you that they're saying this is our economic situation, and you mess it up, we're going to attack you in your economic situation, which is the one you created of OPEC with, the oil and gas trade. That's what this is about. This has nothing to do with 1,500 people getting gas. That's the most asinine thing. If you want, go ahead, Alex, because you're making too much noise.
All I want to know is why can't we just mind our own business?
That is
your
business.
Because you know what it reminds me of?
We put our business in the Middle East. That's why.
You know
no,
what?
That's not our business. It's not our business at all.
No, you hear me, Alex? Hear what I said? The reason why we can't tend to our business is because at one time, about 40 years ago, we put our business there. And because we did not develop our own energy sources, because we kept on tiddling, middling, and being in other people's business in the Middle East, that's why we got to be there. When we started making friends with enemies that didn't like us and putting people in power and taking people out of power and shuffling and shucking and jiving and thinking we were smarter than anybody else in the world, that's why we got to be here today.
You know what this reminds me of, Tracy? We can march right out.
We can't march out.
You know what this reminds me of, Jeff?
Yeah.
It actually was 64 years ago. This reminds me of a wife who wants to leave her estranged husband, and he won't let her leave.
He beat her and do everything else.
He won't let her leave. You got the world, part of the world, say, we don't want to have anything else to do with your crazy money. We want to do it another way.
And that's pretty much what it is. And I agree. And that's just, it's battered wife syndrome, but we put ourselves in this. And that, I can't blame President Obama for the whole mess, because it was there when he got there.
You know what, Tracy?
We got to go back all the way to Nixon.
You got to go back before Nixon. Well, yeah, about Nixon's time. When was OPEC created?
Remember Henry Kissinger, the one we ain't heard nothing from.
No, you got to go back further than that. You got to go back to 53 when the United States overthrew Iran's democratic government and installed the Shah. That's how far you got to go back, 1953.
Well, I mean, the Shah of Iran, you're correct, but as far as the economic boom of oil coming out of the Middle East, that was created with Henry Kissinger's OPEC. And once OPEC was created, go ahead.
That's when we saw the boom. But see, what people notice is the booms, but they don't. What they fail to realize is the infrastructure that has to be built first, that infrastructure that needs to be built first for that boom to happen. And what that was the CIA infiltration into the Middle Eastern countries at the time, 20 years earlier, like Iran, and meddling in Iraq and meddling in other countries in the Middle East that created the boom 20 years later. And one of those was installing the Shah so that the country we now know as BP, British Petroleum, could secure that oil in Iran.
Well, it's controlling that oil because at one time Iran had the second largest oil supply in the world. Even since the Gulf War, that has changed because Venezuela surpassed them at that time. I think Brazil is coming on strong because that's where we just gave how many billion dollars to their infrastructure and that Obama gave them and said, we're going to be your biggest customer. You know, that's the thing that gets you. You went down to a nation that's run by a leftist a demigod, and even though it's a woman, you have this going on. What do you call it? A despot? Excuse me. And then you put that much money into developing their oil, and you think that they're going to be your friend? You got to be 10 times a fool believe that.
And let me say this: we're talking about things that are abroad, but they're going to impact us. I don't think we really understand how fragile America is right now.
No, we don't. We don't know what kind of trouble we're in.
I mean, you have to understand, we are not prepared, nor are the American people prepared for what's going on, because we've lived in peacetime even though we've been in conflict so long. I mean, we have a flood and we freak out. And even when we go through the recession, we broke a couple days, but we haven't really felt the impact. If we're not careful, this is going to blow out, and the blowback is going to hit us very, very hard, and our young people are not prepared. Our economy is not prepared.
No, they're not.
And how will this affect trade?
Well, the thing is it's going to affect what it's going to do, first of all, is it's going to set energy prices sky high. Wow.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends. Thank you, Tracy and Friends, on WSOM.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. They may not agree on much, but both sides of the aisle and the congressional leadership say President Obama is right when it comes to Syria. More from ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
House Speaker John Boehner and his top lieutenant Eric Cantor are now on board for a strike. So is top House Democrat Nancy Pelosi. But many of the rank and file in both parties are still on the fence. A Boehner spokesman says getting a force authorization through Congress will be an uphill battle. And he puts it on the president to convince members and the American people that it's the right course.
And now it's time for the hard sell.
With the president leading the push for votes, Senate and House committees are asking questions. What would the raids accomplish? How extensive? What if they don't work? Republican Senator Bob Corker, back from a White House meeting with the president.
I think we all understand with humility the importance of what we've been asked to do, and I think we all know that we need to do this.
Critics say the U.S. should not get involved in what is basically a Syrian civil war. Vic Ratner, ABC News, at the Capitol.
Pakistani teen who was shot in the head by the Taliban a year ago because she spoke out about a girl's right to education opened a library today in England.
Let us not forget that even one book, one pen, one child, and one teacher can change the world.
16-year-old Malala Yousafzai has already addressed the United Nations General Assembly. Well, by her own admission, Shelby Buster is not a size 14 or smaller, but the Oregon teenager says there's no excuse for the way that she was treated at Rue 21, a popular clothing store. She claims the saleswoman told her to leave because she couldn't fit into anything there.
That's disrespectful and rude just because I'm bigger than you guys are, or I'm not a 14 or a little or smaller. It makes no sense why they would do that.
The district manager's looking into it. The Dow's down 26 points, NASDAQ up 7. This is ABC News.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
After more than a decade of construction delays, the newly built eastern span of the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge is open to the public. The $6.4 billion bridge replaces a structure that was damaged badly during the 1989 earthquake. This one's designed to withstand the strongest quake estimated to occur over a 1,500-year period. Well, it's back to school for a lot of kids today, and their parents are feeling mixed emotions.
Parents are torn as they send their kids back to school.
It's the most wonderful.
While 83% were glad to have them home for the summer, 76% are also happy.
They're going back!
A new survey by DDB Worldwide, an advertising and marketing network, found that more than 40% of parents think the school year should be longer. But more than 50% would trade a longer school day for the elimination of homework. Karen Chase, ABC News.
It isn't a recall, but Chobani says it's pulling containers of its popular Greek yogurt off store shelves because they taste bad. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
Hood to hitch. The all-new 2014 Chevy Silverado is engineered to take on all. And now it's doing just that at the Silverado VS All event. Find out where it beats Ford, Ram, and every other truck in its class. It's the Silverado VS All event. Now at your Chevy dealer.
Broadcasting from the Ford studios. Things are heating up this summer at your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer. Take advantage of the spectacular summer deals, including the Ford F-150. For more details, visit driveoneohio.com.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to bed.
I'm not sure.
hear Daddy's water. Cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hey, if you go to a big box store, you're going to get the same kid that sells lumber and ladders and drills advising you on your blind shade shutters and drapes. Now, can you say, save your receipt? Now, my wife and I, we love Blinds.com. They have over 100 design experts that will serve you for free. Now, hurry and you save an extra 20 to 25% off top brands now. You get free color samples, free shipping, and a chance to win $5,000 in cash. Just go to Blinds.com for details. Their prices crush home improvement store prices. Remember the name, Blinds.com.
Well, hello there, good people. This is your happy polka pal, Larry Walk.
And your happy polka gal, Diana Walk.
Inviting you to tune in our Happy Polka Land show, now heard here at AM 600, WSOM, every Sunday afternoon, 1 to 4 p.m.
It's the musical antidepressant, featuring a custom blend of the latest in polka releases, as well as the polka picks from the past.
That's Larry Walk's Happy Polka Land, now heard here at AM 600, WSOM. Tune in for instant happiness.
America's best talk. This is News Talk 600. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSON AM 600, the number 347-945-5229. It's an open mic, and Jeff and I are sitting here, and I'm just trying to, you know, work through this thing. Jeff got, he's playing somebody. James Brown, looks like.
It ain't, it's that's your boy.
Evan Starr.
Yeah, and you found his other one. It was real good, too.
Yeah.
But you know what's so funny? Here's the other thing about it. He could not dance. It was worthless.
That's all right. He wasn't about. It was all about. Remember, it was message music. Message music.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what.
Listen, I'm looking at a photo op.
Mm-hmm.
And in this photo op is President Obama, John McCain, and who's the girl? Susan Rice.
Oh my.
Susan Rice. Okay.
Potosi, wasn't it?
At the Oval Office, at the White House, mm-hmm. and the president's talking about going into Syria.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to go.
They're going.
I think Congress is going to give them a vote to go.
Yeah, they have to.
But I think America is going to have to wake up and say, we need to take a look at what's going on.
You know, is my mic on?
Yeah, it is.
No, I cut you off.
All the polls that I've seen, and I was surprised, even though polls that's on CNN have shown that people saying no by a vast majority.
But they have no choice to go. See, they're saying no based upon we going into a conflict. They're not saying no, not realizing if we don't go, they're going to take us out. See, that's what happens when you have an ignorant government.
Right, when you have ignorant people,
when you dumb down your populace, your electorate to where they don't, and you don't keep them informed about what really is what's really going on, then you get answers and questions and comments like that. They have no idea how this is actually tied to
our everyday economy. If it wasn't for Manning and Snowden, a lot of things we know we wouldn't know, and you can't depend on them.
And Russia then took Snowden over, and they're gonna fry Manning.
One of the things that I'll say is, don't everybody get in a tizzy and think that people that are teaching things are not teaching you, or are teaching you that the world is going to end in a few days. world is not going to end. This is we're in the wars and rumors of war stuff, not in the end of the world, Armageddon. You have a long time before the end of the world comes. We haven't gotten to the 1,000 years of peace on earth yet. So however that comes about, it's coming. So we'll see. But your people in the chat room is just out of their minds.
Wait a second. I started that, Jeff. Hold on a second.
No, but I'm just talking about not all of the people. You know, there's two in particular, Brown and Lethal. They are just they found each other. They are soulmates. I will. We might get a wedding announcement here pretty soon, even though they're two guys.
You know, here's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing U.S. military is still the greatest fighting force on the planet. Unfortunately, we have such an inept government behind them. We're going to go in and destroy any bit of a possible outcome in the Middle East whatsoever that could turn out good. There is no in my and I'm kind of disagreeing with you here because I kind of have a hypothesis here of what I think should be happening in the Middle East. I agree with Alex and I think Bianchi. I think we should have an immediate withdrawal out of the Middle East. I really do. I don't think that we have any reason to be there right now because most of the people there don't want us there. And when you start talking about, and I've heard this before too, they say the Middle East is not like the Cold War with Russia where there was mutually assured destruction because these people are not afraid of dying. That's untrue. The leadership of these countries, the leadership of even these organizations like Al-Qaeda, if you ever notice, Saddam Hussein ran and hid for his life. In Libya, Gaddafi ran and hid for his life. So did bin Laden. They were all hiding for their lives. They don't want to die. They're scared of destruction. If we withdraw, leave a firm warning so the entire world knows what to expect. If one hair is hurt on any Americans or any ally of Americans' heads, that they will be utterly and completely destroyed in the matter of 30 minutes, I think we're fine. Because I don't see this leadership going against that in any way. They don't want to die. They have power, they have money, and they want to keep it. They don't want to go down.
Well, here's the point with that, Matt. You're already killing people at weddings. You're not killing leaders. You're killing people at weddings. So when we say if we put out a threat and say if anything has happened to the head of any American, well, the best way to do that is for Americans to stay out of those people's countries. If you go to those people's countries, you go there at your own risk. You think we should be expending thousands of dollars to get somebody off the top of a mountain that went up there and got caught by themselves? We should expend money in helicopters and rescue teams and all. Hey, we told you not to go up there.
Yonke, this is the issue. You're already there. And they've lied to the American people for so long that America really doesn't know that they're there. But they don't know, they don't realize just how entangled they are in the mess they're in over there. That's the problem.
Tracy, I disagree that we're really entangled. The only people who are entangled are the business interest of very few, a small number of elite men. But the American people are not entangled in the Middle East. I mean, we continually brag about and bash Obama about not taking advantage of our oil, of our natural resources here, offshore drilling, fracking, all these oil we have in the United States, Alaskan tundra, Texas, all this stuff. And so we have our own oil resources. The only reason why we're so colluded with Saudi is because the Saudis, they've pretty much bought into just about every American presidency for the last 40 years. I mean, it was so awful that there's pictures of Bush holding hands with Saudi princes walking out of the White House. It's just ridiculous. So. That's when it comes to We're not entangled with the Middle East. The problem is that this country is no longer run by the people anymore.
Why come Obama's not asking Congress for the right, whereas we can develop our own offshore oil fields?
The same reason why he has not done the pipeline,
XL pipeline.
Right. Why come he's not saying, well, look, if we had this pipeline, we had the ability to develop our oil fields offshore, then we wouldn't have to be fooling with Syria.
Well, you can't have a good example of globalism if you do that, and that's what Obama is a globalist.
Yeah, sorry. He might be a globe. Again, you are right. But I'm trying to tell y'all, our money is tight. Remember, we are indebted to some folk. We're broke. Broke folk can't negotiate. You know, there's a book that I read and it says you should never negotiate on an empty stomach. Well, let me tell you something. Our stomach is empty. And we don't want folks to know just how broke we are. We are fragile economically, and we cannot afford for the world to go off of the trade of U.S. dollars.
No doubt about it.
We can't afford that. That would be damaging to epidemic proportions. You can't afford that.
Why can't we exactly? I mean, we just go back to a sound monetary system. I mean, we don't have to.
How you gonna stop your entitlement? How you gonna stop paying for all the folks you got to feed next month with your check?
Well, print up some money like you usually do.
Hey, Jeff.
Go ahead. 330-207. I was just calling, getting ready to call you up.
Yeah, just me, Jeff. Just Rich giving the call there. Hey, I just wanted to ask you guys in general. I mean, the conversation I'm having, you know, seems to be pretty interesting for the most part. That's why I've just been listening. But, I mean, basically, you know, on this situation of attack or not attack, don't you all think that there's going to be reconcussions? I mean, you're not talking about a small country, you know, that has no weapons in general. I mean, this president has already said that there's going to be reconcussions for if this country makes a move on them like that. And, you know, I think that while I care a lot about the president in general, overall, I think he really got his hand caught in the cookie jar. And this time is really his fault, because it's just like, Jeff, when we went to school, sometimes guys would talk a lot of big stuff in school, but then it comes time for show and tell, either put up or shut up. And he's in that position right now.
I truthfully don't think
that he really wants to really have to do that, but he got his head on the block right now.
You think that's it?
Yes, I do.
Well, what Obama should have said was, look, my issue here is getting the American economy. We cannot, and you know the generals have already been saying that we can't afford this.
I agree, because if we continue every little incident that comes along throughout the world, you're going to think the United States has got to have a hand in it. I'm telling you, gang, we have the modern weaponry that this country has to their, you know, convenience is swell, but you still got to have ground troops in different situations. And this country, believe it or not, I don't know if you guys do or not, but this country is really, I believe, is really thin when it comes to ground troops.
When
it comes to ground troops. Because we're spread it. In too many places. We're in too many places.
We got military power, we can blow you up. We can blow you up, but we got a serious problem when it comes
but
to
Tracy,
putting,
you still need ground
troops,
though. You still need ground troops.
That's what I'm saying. I agree with you. Boots on the ground, we're a little weak right there, because last thing we need is some more young men, men and women coming back with their legs and arms.
We're weak.
The military budget has been shrinking. Now I guess we're going to blow some more air back into it.
Absolutely.
So I just wanted to throw that in there, guys. Great conversation. That's why I haven't called. But I just wanted to see what y'all thought about that right there. I definitely think that our president, you know, right now, He got his head in the sling, man. He got his head in the sling.
You're absolutely right.
If he was going to do it, he should have just went on and did it. When he turned around, the president turned around and said, all right, we're going to do this. Now he turned around and say, well, I want to see what time. Man, you messed up. You messed up big time, dude. You should have shut up and just went on and did it. You got the power. You should have went on. He got messed up. I like the president, but he got messed up.
He couldn't just do it, Reg. And the reason why he couldn't just do it is because he didn't know that England was going to say no, number one, so he didn't have any allies. Number two, It has nothing to do with Syria gassing anybody.
It's about money.
All of this is about money and the control of who's going to control. Okay, but see, here it is. Russia right now is in control of the sale of oil and gas in the Middle East in those areas.
Oh yeah, they're pushing it around like checkers. Exactly.
Here's the thing.
Yeah,
we need to stop that so that we can get a one-upsmanship here with controlling the Yemen area a certain way, and the only way through that is to take Syria down through Bashar al-Assad. And that's what we don't understand because we're looking at it.
What's wrong with Russia controlling the commerce in their region?
We ain't talking about the commerce. We're talking about the global commerce.
We're talking about gas and oil.
Yeah.
Russia does not control the global commerce of gas and oil. But what is wrong? I mean, I haven't yet to hear somebody.
See, okay.
You know, the more and more that we. When is gas prices going
to come? I can't understand what he's saying.
You're breaking up real bad. And once again, I said that they're controlling the gas and oil sales in that area. Okay?
Uh-huh.
That's why they're telling you.
What's wrong with that?
God.
You don't know what's wrong with Russia controlling the oil and gas? I mean, you got to realize the Cold War might be over. And it might be tear the wall down, but if you really think we're kissing cousins and they're going to be in love
everyone
with
faces challenges.
We're all crazy. We need to quit taking our eyes out of the sky and think just because we go down the aisle, you know.
Well, I tell you, Trace,
that we still in love with each other because we're not.
Hey, Trace, I'll say this and I'll let you go. I may be wrong saying this, you know, everyone, but in general, I don't give a good two hoots about what's going over there in Syria. Believe it or not, my main concern more so is what's happening in Egypt. I'm more interested and I keep up more about what's going on in Egypt than I do about Syria, man. I don't care what them people do. They're going to do that, and they've been doing it for thousands of years, and it's going to continue, you know? It's going to continue. So whatever, as long as you don't, you know, get in my space, as far as I'm concerned, hey, man, do what you do. Do what you do. And that's where I'm at on that right there. So, gang, continue on. I enjoy listening to you and talk to you all again some other time. Bye now.
All right, Rich. We definitely understand.
And the number 347-945-5229. It's not that cut and dry, y'all. I just don't think it's just that cut and dry. You just do what you do and we go. It ain't that cut. You can't just, from now on we done, I'm going to go home and count my own cookies in my own cookie jar. I don't think it's just that clean.
I'm going to tell you what the problem is. Here's the thing, and it's almost chickens coming home to roost kind of thing with our monetary policy. We've created a farce in our money supply. And so now we have to continue to lie and cheat and destroy people and deceive in order to perpetuate, to prop up our economy and prop up our money. And, you know, I would think that, you know, people of good faith would find that, you know, that would be contentious with their own spirit. You know, and that's really the problem here. And
but most people don't know that, Alan.
But here's the thing. But here's what people aren't seeing when it comes to Russia with their power moves. Russia, China, Syria, and United Arab Emirates, and a few other Arab countries, Iran, and a lot of countries, Venezuela, they have all signed an agreement that they will stop using the American dollar for the trade of oil. They're either going to go to a gold-backed currency or it's going to be a mixed basket of local currencies. And so that's what this is really about, because Russia, you know, Russia sees this as America trying to thwart those efforts, you know, because the people are, the game is up. I mean, really, the game is up. The rest of the world sees it. They see our monetary system is just a Ponzi scheme.
And that's what, and so the question is, so since they see it, that's why keep on saying we need to just walk away. They're calling our bluff because they already know. And I think it was Six who brought up the issue that even with 9/11, the 9/11 was a test on our economy more so than a test on the buildings coming down.
Crazy. The BRICS countries, Britain, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa.
Okay.
You
might have to call in again. Hang on,
call
in again. Yeah, do that. We'll get you back in.
You know, Alex, and I agree, the BRIC countries, we need to understand, they're calling our bluff. They're playing, we play Texas Hold'em and five-card draw. Well, guess what? They're laying their cards on the table right now, and they're asking us what we're going to do about it.
That's just the real stuff.
They're calling our bluff.
They sure are.
Yeah,
they're calling it real.
And I think that if you listen to the purported tape by Osama bin Laden, you know, 10, 13 years ago, whatever, or actually it's my 15 years ago, he's winning, even in death.
That's what I'm talking about.
Bin Laden is winning because what he wanted to do, he knew that anyone in the world knows that they cannot meet the United States militarily, but his plan all along was to attack us economically. He saw the flaw in our economy, in our monetary system, and he sought to bring us down. And they're doing just that. Bin Laden is winning.
Remember, it was a ghost war on terror. They took us into a war that we could not win. We walked away with our tails between our legs, and here we are again trying to go back and be the big bad wolf on the block that we are not. And militarily, we're blind. We don't have a clue what the heck we're doing out there.
Well, Tracy, I don't know if I'm any better, but
better now.
The Brit companies, that is Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, has already moved to get off the U.S. dollar as a trading currency.
Yeah, but it's still the official currency of the world for oil. It's the petrodollar at this time. So no matter what they do in trade, always comes back to where somebody is going to get dollars for their monies. So, I mean, it doesn't matter. But you're making a move right now to make that happen, period. That's what Syria is about. It has nothing to do with 1,400 people, 1,500 people being gassed. Because if that's the case,
we'd have been to Somalia.
We'd have been to Somalia, Sudan, and Darfur.
Who?
Darfur.
Darfur. Darfur. Don't anything about Darfur. They ain't got no gold, no money.
Uganda,
no
too.
Uganda.
Uganda as well.
Okay. So why didn't we go there when those people were being, executed? Yes, it is different because it's poor people and they
don't
have nothing to offer until they decide to go in and finish taking out the rest of the riches, because Africa still is probably the richest in mineral deposits still in the world, period.
But we control that. Don't worry about it. We got our hands. The beers and all them, we got our hands on that. We ain't got to worry about that. But the question is, my question is, does President Obama know what he's done with our energy policies here in the United States that have killed us and what we're talking about now?
He knows exactly what he did. He's not in the dark about that. He told you. For his plan to work, energy costs must necessarily skyrocket.
So that's why we took coal and everything offline, and we got a weak infrastructure when it comes to our electric. But yet, we got this going on because we're going to have wind, and ain't a tree moving.
I hear you,
Matt.
Yes.
What do you think about all this? Because I mean, this is some serious stuff, and I mean, we brought up serious commentary in reference to this today, and I don't think it's being talked about in mainstream media or not too many other places.
Tracy, we've as a country have been tested time and time again in the last 30 or 40 years about how we would handle foreign policy, and especially when our military is involved. And each time, except for perhaps the 1991 Gulf War, we failed miserably because we allow our politics to dictate where we're going. I've said it before. We did it in Vietnam. Actually, we did it as far back as Korea. When you let these politics go crazy in an area, you're going to have this result. I just saw a special on, I think it was the Discovery Channel, about why the Iraq War has been such a utter failure. And it was simply because the war was won in the first 4 months. It was won. But our politics as far as allowing the government to go forward in Iraq and who we would hand off power to was so messed up, and so many people were involved in that decision making that it just went completely out of control. Everything that everybody's saying on this show is absolutely correct, and that's how crazy these spider webs shoot out. It's all these problems combined to get us where we're at now. But I say we need to get the heck out of that area. We need to pull out now. And I really do think it's that simple. I really do. You leave a stark warning. And I know that Pianki didn't agree because we tried to kill some people at some weddings, and I know that. I'm not talking little surgical strikes. I'm talking about hundreds of miles of real estate gone if we're screwed with again.
Why is it that when we go overseas, I used to play war when I was a kid, and if I won, I owned your battleship. Remember that? If I won, then your battleship was not my battleship. I need to know why is it when we go to war now, when I win, your battleship is just still your battleship. I'm so confused by that. Shouldn't your battleship be my battleship when I win? Because, you know, when we went to shock and awe, we took care of that night when we brought down Saddam Hussein. It ought to be the United States of Iraq, if you ask me. That just makes sense to me, doesn't it?
Well, it wasn't. We didn't.
I know.
That did not happen.
Why?
Once again, because of our policies.
What policy?
Exactly.
I blew you up. I own you. You're mine. Spoils of war. Your children are mine. Your cats are mine. Your kids are mine. We're in business. Your oil is mine.
Well, anyway, like I said, if you really want to look into what this is about, it has nothing to do, like I said, with 1,500 people being gassed because they're trying to say today, well, you know, they use this awful stuff, this gas, and if we let him use that awful stuff, so that means if you kill him by sword or by taking him out in firing squad, it's okay to kill your people.
But Jeff, I got a question for you. I need to know. You said if it's not about the people, so how does Israel play into this? Because Israel's sitting on the sidelines, itching.
They're not sitting on the sidelines at all.
No, they're sitting on the side. They ain't saying nothing. They said they're gonna keep quiet. They got a gag order right now in Israel.
Well, they're not saying anything.
But they
fired a missile off last night, Tracy.
Well, that's something different.
So that's not. Well, I'm saying that's not sitting on the sidelines.
That was a test missile.
They said that if we
that was a test.
They deployed the Iron Dome last week. Okay, at least that's when they told us they deployed it.
Right.
And then the next thing they do is they tell you, whatever happens here, we're going to do something about it. And we will utterly destroy anybody
that crosses
this line. Now, they're not playing around.
Now, remember when that.
And they know who the players are.
Now, I got some just dumb questions because y'all know my foreign policy is a little weak. There was a little red line. Remember he had a little thing and there was a line right there? And remember there was the little bomb and the little line? Who was that about?
What are you talking about? Oh, that's
that
was about Iran.
So are we still with the little red line with Iran, or have we moved the red line to Syria? Because what's up with that?
I mean, here's the thing. You have gone to Iran, you have gone to Syria,
right?
But that's because you have to do something about your economic situation. And this is where the globalists have put us. We're in the pickle of their doing. They did this on purpose. They want this skirmish. They want people to die. Why do they want this to happen? Because when they create the Holocaust for themselves that they are going to do, the man-made Holocaust, they're going to come out of it with a new currency. That's what we're doing. So, anyway.
That they will be completely in control of.
Absolutely. Well, they're in control of it now. But they just have to change it over. And to change it over, they have to have a reason so that they don't have people going crazy on them.
Well, they're in control of American currency and a couple other currencies around the globe, but they're not in charge of a global currency where they can dictate the terms of what happens in a global atmosphere. That's what they're shooting for, and the only way to get there is upheaval and major problems around the planet.
This is what needs to happen. These regions around the world need to go back to their own currency of trade. If you want to trade, if people in Brazil want to trade with somebody up in, say, France, then there should be what's known an intermediary trade between the two that can convert the dollars. The heck with this thing as it's going on. You know, you can't accuse Iran, Syria of being evil when this country and the things that it's standing for, the U.S. dollar, is just as evil.
They have to tell you what they have to tell you, though, Pionki. You certainly understand this.
They have to.
Okay, we did not go into Iraq because he had weapons of mass destruction. That was the legal reason that you went into Iraq. You went into Iraq so that you could stop Saddam Hussein from doing two things. First of all, hooking up with Iran some kind of way. And Iran some kind of way, and selling their oil on a different currency, and you needed a jump off point so that you could stop Iran from building a nuclear weapon. That's why you went, whether it was justified or not. That's why you went, because at that time Iran had the second largest oil supply, and Iraq had the third largest oil supply. Number two and number three together turns into number one. And that's what you were concerned about. But the thing is...
I remember back in 1973 when we were supposed to be getting off of other people's oil. This was back in 1973. They started coming out with all these new innovations about how to insulate your house, how to keep the water in your water tank warmer for a longer period of time. These different... raising the mileage standards up on cars produced in the United States. If they didn't, they was going to punish them. What happened to that idea? It all went out the window. There wasn't nothing, no one, and a bunch of malarkey.
They still did it, but you got to understand what they did, where they tore up the infrastructure of how you actually take care of your roads and bridges. Because remember, everything is taken care of by taxes. So when you increase your fuel tax, when you decrease your fuel consumption, you actually decrease your intake on taxes. And so now they have a problem with roads and bridges and infrastructure because you have no way of funding them because you have such high yield when it comes to gasoline because they didn't forecast, because somehow in America when we have laws and when we change policies, we are too dumb to think in a 360-degree view. We only think in like a 180, what's in front of us right now.
Yep, well, somebody, but once again, that's what you're dealing with here. You're dealing with something that we don't really want to get into, but at the same time, I know this, we don't have a choice. Because the survival, George Bush tried to make us have a soft landing And that's why he did the things that he did. And Barack Obama continued that same policy.
He hasn't changed anything.
He hasn't changed any of the Bush policy.
Everybody want to push, we don't like Bush, we don't like Bush. He was bad. But when you really look at the deal, when it went down, you can't tell me Bush and Obama aren't in the cut from the same cloth.
Yeah, I'd like to see somebody, you know, really, you know, say something to that opposite. And you're not going to see it to the opposite. Why? For one reason. Is because the same people that had George Bush in office and put those things in place have conspired, and they do things on a world basis.
So
they're not doing stuff on a United States basis.
So let's go. Look at the picture, like I said. The photo op this today is John McCain is kissing cousins that, you know, elections have consequences, that we all hate John. And Barack Obama on the same side of this equation.
Yeah. John McCain and Barack Obama.
John McCain and Barack Obama. In 2008. That was the, what's it called? What was the George Frazier and Muhammad Ali? The Thriller at Manila?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
That's where you're at.
And we need to wake up as Americans and as the electorate to realize that we talk about a lot of these things on here in the program, but you need to understand, you need to wake up to understand how the political process actually works, because they are snowing us because they're keeping us dumbed down. So they think that we're going in there because somebody got hurt and they gassed his own people, when it has absolutely nothing to do with that. There is another agenda that's there.
Well, the thing is I don't, you know, I think that might be played out. 626 if you want to talk, 330-482 if you want to talk, 614 if you want to say something, give us a call. I mean, hit the number one and we'll bring
it
up.
Hey, Jeff, it's almost 20 minutes before we're done. Thank you so much for hanging out this morning and taking care of the show.
I couldn't believe that.
I was trying to call you when you were trying to come up.
I know.
But I forgot to call and check and see. Somebody just hit that button. Who was it?
I see. Somebody hit a button. 843. I think that's Sal.
Hey, South Carolina.
Hey, Tracy.
How you doing, honey?
Man, I'm doing okay. I got to get me another cell phone or something, because when I get out there in the sticks, I lose y'all.
I know. Well, but I love you anyhow.
They voted against Obama in the sticks. Obama phone don't work out there.
Listen, the people don't realize where the money from the Obama phone comes from.
Look at your phone bill.
You'll see it.
E-text.
Yeah. It is crazy. Right now, they've got these budget phone places where you pay, you know, $29 a month, or 20. Some of them even pay $20 a month for a phone. Well, if you look at the bill, when they get the bill, they pay the phone bill and they pay the taxes, right? But then, if you look at all the other taxes that's added on, by the time they get finished with putting on all the taxes, instead of the bill being $30, the bill comes out to be about $55.
So what's the problem?
What do they call it?
E-tax? I can't think. But that e-tax was designed to help forego some of the costs that institutions like schools and libraries were paying for communication.
That's what they told you, right?
Yeah, and high-speed internet.
To put it in rural communities. But the thing about it is, Tracy, why are you subsidizing a business? AT&T run the line out there. They know how to run their high-speed internet. Why do they have to subsidize that for? AT&T can do it. Comcast, Time Warner. That's what they're in business for. I tell you, like the man said in the movie, you don't think they spend $30,000 on a toilet seat, do you? That money's going somewhere.
Somebody came up with an idea that everybody needs to have a cell phone, plus they need to have minutes on it.
I guarantee it was a woman.
No, it was a woman. That was under President Bush's administration. He started this mess.
No, he didn't.
Oh, no, Clinton did.
Reagan did.
Oh.
Reagan started the phone stuff for
seniors.
Exactly. And stupid behind lethal. Think about this. We'll be right back.
I'm Laura Pagan with your headline news. Youngstown's police chief Rod Foley wants more officers on his force. Chief Foley just added 7 new cops this past summer, but he says he wants to ask the city after Labor Day if there are enough funds to bring more officers on duty. The new hires are to battle a wave of retirements in the department in recent years. More people attended the Canfield Fair compared to last year. As of Monday morning, 250,375 had paid admission for the fair. That's 4,000 more than last year's numbers around the same time. The increase comes after an action-packed weekend, including a Sunday concert featuring rock band Train. And a former Struthers police officer who lost his job because of an OVI charge will have a jury trial next month. 34-year-old Daniel Lamping was stopped last July in Boardman by a state trooper. He was driving without headlights and the trooper smelled alcohol. For WSON News, I'm Harper Keegan.
Consider this your personal invitation to join Legacy Educational Institute for an upcoming educational opportunity, how to maximize your Social Security benefits. You'll learn how your benefits are calculated, when is the right time to apply for your benefits, how to increase your benefits, especially if you're married. These educational opportunities will be held at Butler Community College in Hermitage. There is no charge to attend. Your first opportunity is September 9th. Your next opportunity is September 12th. Your last opportunity is September 17th. Call Legacy Educational Institute, 800-264-4963. These dates will fill up fast, so call and register, 800-264-4963. There is no charge to attend. How to maximize your Social Security benefits, brought to you by Legacy Educational Institute, a 501c nonprofit.
Looking for the right car at the right price? Come on out to the Stadium GM Used Car Superstore in Salem. There's over 300 unbeatable deals, like a 2013 GM-certified Chevy Impala from only $239 a month, and that's with zero down. Plus, we've even got 0% financing. That could save you thousands. Right now, our super lot has back-to-school specials from $119 a month, trucks and SUVs from $149 a month, and plenty of financing for everyone, all at the store that has just what you're looking for, the Stadium GM Used Car Superstore in Salem. 3.9%, 578 months plus tax. I don't.
This is an important announcement for all Americans who don't have health insurance. Pay attention. A special health insurance hotline has now been set up especially for you. Even if your health is bad or if you have pre-existing conditions, you can now get health insurance. Grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell. But call 1-800-809-7945. That's 1-800-809-7945. When you call, you'll get free information. Free information that will let you know about health insurance plans that are now available to all Americans. The current government administration is mandating that in the near future, all Americans must have health insurance to avoid unnecessary taxation. All Americans are strongly urged to call this health insurance hotline today for free info. In addition, your employment and credit history are not a factor. Protect yourself and your family from sudden, unexpected medical costs that can cause serious financial hardship. Call the health insurance hotline at 1-800-809-7945. That's 1-800-809-7945. Don't delay. Call 1-800-809-7945 today.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Hey, we're back.
Where are we back from?
We're back. It's 2:48, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number's 347-945-5229, and we've got about 10 minutes, 12 minutes before we're at the end of the day. And I appreciate all of you, and I hope that we will be able to keep on, go stronger. I think this is my 7th year anniversary this month.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do this because you give us the opportunity to do this, and so I thank you for that. We want you to partner with us. And we want you to be a part of us. Who just came in? And so, who was that?
That's 626.
Hey, Covina man, how you doing, darling?
No, this is Lisa from California.
The mic is on.
Hey, can you hear me?
626.
Yeah, can you hear me?
You're back in. Well, okay. I guess she'll come back.
Can you
hear me? Oh, wait, you know, my
fault.
Yeah,
we hear you, California.
626.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Oh, okay. This is Lisa calling
hey,
in again.
Lisa.
I had called in earlier.
Go ahead. You're on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, okay. See, I wasn't going to call in again until South Carolina made that little quip about it must be a woman. Well, I guess he's forgetting about, what was that governor or senator that said he was going hiking and went to Argentina? stuff like that, I think wouldn't happen if we had more women in power.
I don't know.
What? I don't either.
I don't know about that.
No, because, I mean, look at all of this. I mean, look at Bill Clinton.
Donald Lewinsky
could have been a spy. Nowhere in history have I ever heard of a woman that would do something like that with that much power. We normally don't do stuff like that. I'm sorry.
Hillary Clinton.
I'm going to throw another wrench into it.
I'm
going to
throw another wrench into it.
Exactly. Okay, Trace, yes. I agree with
you
there.
That would just be stupid. We wouldn't get caught like that because we ain't that stupid. You know, we know that our left hand know what our right hand is doing. What?
And look at the CIA. Remember the CIA agents?
Yeah.
Remember them?
Yes.
They should be, you know, protecting the president, and they're actually in a third world country getting prostitutes.
Well, that's something different. They've been doing that for a long time. Remember, you got to go back to Kennedy, because remember, Kennedy was doing some wild stuff for a long time.
Oh, him and his brother.
Absolutely.
Right.
Bill Clinton might have been the first black president, but you can tell he was married to a white woman because his sister would have threw down on his butt.
No. No.
If you want
to
look how terrible.
Barack Obama would never try that on Michelle?
He better not. That woman got some
hands on her. If you want to see how bad a woman would be, just look at the behavior of a Susan Rice, a Samantha Powers, and Hillary Clinton. With Libya.
I got a question for y'all, and maybe we'll bring this up tomorrow, because tomorrow Six and I'll be here. But I don't think a woman is prepared to be president right now. I think it would be too much for her.
Mm. I think Condoleezza would do a great job.
I think get her and Colin Powell as a team.
I'm talking about President Obama right now is as white as a sheet. Men have a logic aptitude that's a little bit different than us. We are so emotional. I don't know because every time Hillary gets into a quandary, you see her cry. Condoleezza Rice did not have the pressure that Hillary had. I'm not quite sure if we can really handle the pressure of the president of the United States in 2016.
But you know what, Tracy? To be honest, I think it all depends on how you were raised. Maybe if Hillary Clinton was raised in a tougher neighborhood, had tougher circumstances, I think maybe she would handle things different. It all depends on, you know, the time period you were raised in. And what type of an environment you were raised in.
Yeah, but that ain't got
Margaret Thatcher was raised in royalty, and they called her the Iron Lady. So I hate to see somebody coming out of the hood.
Well, I disagree with. I mean, look at Condoleezza Rice. She didn't have it tough. She had it tough in life. And I think
she
would definitely do a better job than Hillary Clinton.
No, she did not.
Condoleezza did not have anything tough.
She's accomplished more in her lifetime than I did, and she had to do it through segregation. I'm sorry. That's tough.
Well, the black people in her area say that if we had to depend on them blacks to lead civil rights, we'd still be picking cotton. That's what they said about Condoleezza's family. Black folks say that in where she lived.
But one of the reasons, if you had ever read any of her books or anything like that, the only reason why her father didn't protest, he said, because he didn't want to leave his wife a widow and his children without a father.
which is understood.
The one they needed was Clarence Thomas.
But see, this is the issue. What I'm saying is, just as the makeup of women, I think Condoleezza Rice is a great leader. I'm not taking anything away from her. And tomorrow, I got to bring up this what's going on with her and Al Sharpton on Friday because I'm confused. But just as that was a segue, but I really don't think that a woman, because of the emotional makeup that we have, it would be a good thing for us to be in a position where America is right now and to be in leadership.
I don't know. I disagree with that because I'd vote for Condoleezza Rice in a hot second.
I didn't say I wouldn't vote for her.
Oh, me too.
No, I think we would be safe with Condoleezza Rice because of one thing. Condoleezza Rice is all women are more emotional than men. But the problem is this. Only when the emotion is out of balance is when it's not reasonable. You have to be a reasonable person. And when you get in those circles up that high and you learn that system, she knows. She's not ignorant. She knows how to deal with those situations. She's not going to break under pressure. Women in many ways are much stronger than us.
That's true.
One example is that look at Harriet Tubman. Emotional or not, she completed her job and her mission.
But this is not about mission. This is about decision making. This is about
I think she made some good decisions.
The only person we're gonna be safe with is Ron Paul right now. But
you don't lost that chance.
Ron Paul, he's not coming back, Alex.
Hey, well, somebody like him, you know. Not Ted Cruz. Rand Paul, he's our only hope. Is either Rand Paul or Gary Johnson. Otherwise, it's over.
I voted for Gary Johnson.
Gary Johnson got to stay in the race long enough to make sure he can get a vote.
Yeah, Gary Johnson's whole family didn't vote for him.
You're going to get in the race. You got to stay in the race until, you know, it's over with. You can't jump in and jump out. This ain't hopscotch.
Hey, Tracy.
What?
That is not it.
What are you looking for?
This is what I think.
That's the song right there.
That's the song, y'all.
We are out of here. It's the end of the day. Y'all and Jeff done gone off the cliff.
Listen. You can't have my White House. What?
Oh, whatever.
No Hillary. What?
Was
oh,
I hope you had a good day today, Jeff.
That's a good song.
I had a good day.
Too.
It is a good song.
Who's singing that, Jeff?
Tracy and Friend. Who is that?
It's the
Guess
Who. No, the Guess Who.
The Guess Who?
Yeah, Guess Who.
That's
is
not
that song.
Bad Company?
This is by Guess Who.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that guy
it's
who was
Guess
down
who?
To $8?
Who's down to $8?
He was down to $8 in his pocket and was broke.
Hey, guys.
Does he come out in that real wild wardrobe makeup?
Me and Slick will be kissed. You talking about crazy folks? Slick will be here tomorrow.
Yep.
Slick will be here tomorrow. Slick is married now. I got to tell you all about his wedding. And what?
We got to go. We're about to get interrupted.
All right. I gotta go.
We'll
love you guys.
See y'all later.
God bless you. Have a good afternoon, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
All right, everybody. Love you.
listening to Afternoon.